shade. You're the boiling water beyond my reach. I can only move the distance of this chain.
Squire G Show.
The BKSG Show. Black Knight Squire G. Jumpin' Julio Jamboree.
And now, the Black Fright and Squirmy G Show.
Black Python and Monty G.
Black Lace and Boxers.
The Squire G Country Show with that guy named Black Knight.
The Blue Flame and Taking the Pipe G.
The Black Smoker and Stripper G.
Welcome to the Black Knight Squire G Show featuring Rex Ungerite.
The Black Knight and the Squire G Lost Cause Show.
Sparky with Black Knight Squire G.
The Squire Knight and Black G Show.
Black All Knight.
And the Squire OG Show.
Rex Ungerite Show featuring Black Knight and Squire G.
Oh, there you go.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Ah!
Yes.
Woohoo!
We are live. It's unbelievable. Live, live. Black Knight Squire G Show. Oh, I just kind of blew that, didn't I? It's all live.
It's all live, yeah. And what does that mean, all live, compared to live?
Well, I'm wondering about that whole system, actually. Because, well, it means that the show is actually being taped live in the afternoon to be broadcast at night on TogiNet Live. So if you're listening to TogiNet Live, this is a kind of live show.
Yeah, it's just...
just a couple hours old.
Yeah.
It's still, I mean, you're like, you're still special. We love me and everything like that, but... It's just that we have stuff going on.
We have people in the chat room here for the taping.
Yeah. And if you'd like to join us for the taping on these every other week shows, just send an email to bkstshow@intersites.com, and we will give you a pass for that. However, you know, enjoy the show. I mean, it's a new show. It's just for you. You live at TogiNet.
It's like Porky Pig just walked into the room.
Yeah, Tokyo. Anyway.
Laura Star says your mic sounds different this week. Actually, it sounds a little,
what does it sound like? La 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 la.
It does sound different, like it's,
Ed, different?
Well, just different, like it's pressed more or something, or is that possible?
I don't,
Muffled. She's saying it's muffled.
I don't know. Well, let me, I don't know.
Wait, let me take the scarf out of my mouth. Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
La la la. There it is. Just me live.
I guess it sounds all right. Lyman says it sounds a little disordered.
Hot mic. Well, maybe they're listening on the radio. Maybe it's too hot on the radio here.
Now, they talk about the material being too hot or the actual sound?
It could be
sound.
Just too powerful, overdriving. Let me,
And once again, is that our personalities they're talking about, or is that how
I'm turning down the overhaul mix a little bit.
Okay.
We do have automatic compressors that make the sound come out equal. So
Laura Star says, we're so cool, you're hot. You're so cool, you're hot. She's been, Gerald's not home. I think she's been coming on to us. Yeah. She's saying, you're so cool, you're hot. She's talking about my arms. I'm telling you.
Your arms?
I rolled up my sleeves and I don't know.
Is it? Oh, nice.
I'm telling you.
Nice pecs or something like that?
Yeah,
no,
something
not
like
pecs.
What's the biceps.
Biceps.
Yeah.
I like your buys and try. Oh, that's weird, huh? Buy and try? Hi. Can I try and then buy? Am I buy and I can try? I mean, you can work around with that one. That's almost as good as you're straight drinking vodka and drinking your vodka straight.
Yeah, I know. There is a difference.
See, isn't English...
Yeah,
like we don't have Marilyn McCumba to come spank us, so.
Which reminds me, next week is the big Christmas show.
All right, we got Uncle Al checking in, saying hi.
All right, Uncle Al.
Uncle Al and his cast of thousands, they all gather in his house.
I know, he's got a big house, though.
Yeah.
So he can do
he's
that.
He's got
kind
a
of
heart
thing.
For radio. And he has a lot of friends come
over. Yeah. Okay. I hear it. Oh, I think... okay, we'll take care of that.
Dog is barking because...
Cherokee Love is leaving.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you guys are on the air? Oh, can I go out?
Yeah, can I leave now? Well, you got to tell your cat story. We should have Lucinda tell it, because then she'll, like, you know, really put a lot of feeling into it, because she's not real happy.
No. Had a kitty knocked over the tree twice. I mean bad. And broke ornaments and all that. She was very unhappy.
I can
explain to her that it was fixable. I mean, it would take work, I understand it, but it wasn't like, you know, lost a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help much.
No, it didn't.
Saying that didn't help much. So what wave to the...
Where are we at? There, the very top one. Yeah. Oh, way up there.
They're both about the same.
There's that one there. There's that one there. Yeah. Okay.
We're doing an experiment here, and starting next week, which is our big Christmas show.
Yeah.
We are going to have BKSG TV back on the air again. It's supposed to be, they got a new camera set up and so on and so on and so on.
Now we, Zambrusca, right? Is that going to be, I've got some organic apple juice if you want me to bring it with that, if you're going to partake.
With Zambrusca and organic apple juice. I mean, do they have organic
Zambrusca?
I wonder, I should go into Trader Joe's. You know, you got any organic alcohol? Guy kind of look at me, huh?
What? It's alcohol, man. I'm gonna get some Grey Goose, and now scheduled to appear. People were listening last week to the repeat of the first Christmas show, I believe that was the first Christmas show.
Yeah.
With Don and Joyce, I believe back they will.
Get this. It was December 20th, 2003.
Wow.
And this year's Christmas show will be on December 20th. With
Dr. Don and Joyce.
It's like that. See, it's everyone's. It's 6 years or 7 years? I guess it's seventh. Count them.
Well, the third, 2003.
5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I guess 6 years.
6 years.
Every 6 years.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like Halley's Comet. So I had a soul who was out there listening in Sweden.
All the way
in
Sweden.
Yeah, hey there, woo! Sweden, eh? You're listening to the show, the radio, the crazy people from Chicago. Chicago? That sounds like a... She had me speaking Swedish once.
Really?
She wrote it out phonetically for me in English, you know.
Did you send her a card in October for a Swedish day?
Swedish day? But she did send me some something, and I read it, and then she broadcast it.
Laura Star says L'Oreal New has a Swedish roommate that's like a little sister to her. You know, I think we're going to have to make a trip to Hollywood to visit L'Oreal New and her Swedish roommate.
And her Swedish roommate.
Mm-hmm. Just for an interview.
Like a little sister to her.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
And so, yeah, we want to talk to L'Oreal New in January because she's got a movie coming out in January where she plays the lead, a remake of The Pit and the Pendulum, where she plays the Vincent Price part. So that should be pretty cool.
And she's probably got the same lisp he does.
And she puts a little mustache right over here for her, you know, a little pencil mustache.
You saw some of the pictures with that, with the big leather boots and, you know.
Mm.
it's like.
Okay. According to Laura Starr, the movie's going to be opening in February in about 5 theaters. It's a limited opening, but. And, you saw the latest. Oh, I didn't see the latest picture. I guess that was you, huh?
What?
Did you see the.
The latest picture?
Lyman says Chicago one wears leather knee highs.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have Lyman versus Chicago 1. Yeah. Rex, get going. I can hear him now starting up his pen. Starting up his pen. Boy, Lyman's got a nice, attitude, huh? First he drove away Racer X.
Yeah, Racer X is gone.
Oh, well.
Anyways. Speaking about Rex, we have in the works today, we have two Christmas parodies that had limited play in the past.
Yeah, so limited that I forgot them.
So you forgot about them. We didn't
you could have said,
so.
I got some new ones. Oh, cool. You know?
So we have Given Nothing for Christmas and Old Christmas Cards. And then we got a new one, a new Christmas parody today. Based on the Beatles Toy Boys, which is Toys. So that we got that.
Well, I'm talking about boy toys. Like that?
Something on that order.
All right.
And then we have Rex's Walk on the Dark Side today.
Oh.
Yeah, he went to the dark side. It's a very, you know how we want him to come to the dark side? This is a dark side. It has something to do with Harry Potter on the Starship Enterprise with talking about Star Wars. No, I'm kidding. He took a walk on the dark side.
Ah, Rex.
Yeah, so we got that today, too. And I got, we got mashups, but I want to play today because it's, you know, Christmas. It's not a Christmas mashup, but it's that, let's all get together. But there's about four songs in this thing. It's great. I think it was done by a DJ Earworm. Not our usual guy that we play, voice dude, but...
That doesn't sound too... And your earworm, it sounds too pleasant. You ever see that old night gallery thing, whatever, when the guy had earwigs and he stuck them in your ears?
Uh-huh.
And it ate through the brain and drives you crazy, but one guy survived and he crawled out the other side.
Oh!
And he was like, he made it, you know? Uh-huh. He was all, you know, upset, messed up, and well, and then the doctor said, we have a problem. It was a female, and it laid eggs.
Laid eggs!
He's like, ah! You know, it's the end of the, spooky.
Yeah, did you ever see it? You're weird.
Yeah, they look like they'd be something.
They look like those
pinchers,
little pinchers up there. I don't know if they really get in the ear.
Or not.
I mean, that's the...
it's probably...
The myth or the legend that they get your ear.
Yeah, it might be... it might have been like they were found in, like, earwig Morocco or something.
Yeah,
you know, for all
never know. Yeah. I heard that that in your lifetime you'll have eaten 8 spiders in your life, and it was on the internet. And you know what they say?
It's always spell.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true. Okay, what is this? Here, guys, from Night Before Last, her best one ever. I might get knocked out of the chat room, but I'm gonna. If it has something to do with L'Oreal New, I'm going to check this out. Oh, wow. She was at the La Direct Magazine holiday party. Ah, yeah, so when are we going there? When are we, I think, in Hollywood for the live interview?
Yeah, well, we could do that. I'm trying to, really trying to...
Mm-mm-mm-mm. You know what? You know we've had a couple of interviews with her, and you know what? She's just a really nice person. I mean, she's not like got inflated head. You know, I mean, I just liked her one line. She says, "Where else do you have a job where you go to work? You go to your job to pretend." It's just kind of neat.
Yeah,
of course, I do that. I go to work and pretend to work. And so I actually does...
Your boss kind of brought you in and was talking about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Next time I want you to actually hit the keyboard, you know?
You know, that sometimes people go so much out of the way to pretend they're working that if they actually work, they probably get a lot more accomplished. I mean, sometimes it's more work to pretend you're working to goof off than if you just, you know, actually worked.
Yeah, I knew guys who would go to such great lengths to... Pretend the boss, they're working at Gold Thought, so they can just do the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to fine tune. For those listening at night, what we're doing is we're testing a new broadcast system. So it's not going to be on at night, but next week it will. But we're testing it, so we're going to hear, how's that? Does it sound better? And stuff like that. Because I had a.
If you're listening past 7 Central,
yeah.
7 p.m. Central, then.
See, what I did is last week for. The replay, I was in the chat room, and I had I set up this little webcam thing, just to, you know, and they were saying, like, man, you got to use this with the show, it's so fast and clear, and so I have to switch it over to the Mac, and so I had to, you know, look at these wires, I had to come up with, I need to go from out of here to here. It's like,
Wow. According
to, I found it, but it's
there it is. According to Alluristar, this also has to do with L'Oreal New, she's got it sounds like she's got designers dressing her for events now. You know, I actually, if L'Oreal wanted to save money or something, I could actually design some stuff for her too, and I would use very little material.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And so it would save her a lot of money, I mean, if she wanted to buy those things. So.
Well, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I just noticed there is a flaw with this studio design.
There's a flaw in this studio design?
Because I got to go like this. They'll go look at the meters and see how things are going.
Someday.
Normally, it's all right. It sets with. But we're doing a new thing here. All right, here we go. We got a guy. See, in our Ustream broadcast, there's also a chat room.
Oh, okay.
So, which makes it more complicated. But we have Board Guys Review in here.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys talk about? If you talk about movies, we're your dream co-hosts.
Oh, all right.
We do talk about movies. We talk about, for example, Perry Mason. No, No, we do talk.
We talked about
made-for-TV
movies. In fact,
you know what is a cool movie where I want to go see? I'm going to try and see it in the show. But
okay, what is that?
Is The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That looks
I mean,
does
at least
look
the trailer
good.
Looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It looks pretty good.
Like, hey, would you help us? No.
No. I, what was the one line like, what are you doing on our planet? And he goes, what do you mean your planet? That was pretty cool. So it looks good. Now, does he? Do you think he asked, what was that? What was the, come on, we got to know it. What's, Nick Moran, what's that line you say so the robot doesn't attack you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, somebody should know this.
But I didn't see a robot in the show, in that movie, though.
I saw I thought I saw back of a silver figure.
Okay.
I think it was a Silver Surfer. I think it's another Marvel thing.
I do know that in that actual, in the show, they're going to have their trailer, their debut for Wolverine.
Oh, okay. He's going to have his own movie now,
In fact, I don't think my daughter knows that. She's really into these comic books stacked all over the place. I was going to call her and go like, yeah, you know, I know something you don't know. And she goes, what, about the Wolverine movie?
Uh-huh.
No. But I wouldn't be surprised because they're, you know, her and her.
They're Laura Starino, Klaatu Barada Nikto. Yeah! I knew somebody would know it.
Speaking of Allura Star, who is one of the most patient of our contest winners, I do have...
Zilla fans said, oh, no, it's Klaatu Barada Necktie.
Yeah, Beretta almost got a necktie, Beretta. But he got the innocent. I don't know if you can see Allura Star on the cam here.
Uh-huh.
What I have in my never-Nickestain hand, I guess it's slightly THC stain.
Yeah.
But never-nicotine stain hand. I have the Decoy Para CD. I have the three BKSG parody, Rex BKSG parody CDs. And I'm tossing in another CD that I got here from... an independent artist called, what's her name? Almeen and Paul.
All right.
So it's just kind of a spiritual thing. I had a couple of them. So I will, that is, you've been waiting for those CDs. And also for Chicago One, we have the three, I'm holding them up over here. There's nothing over there.
You're showing them to the screen in the monitor.
Yeah. Hey, look at this.
Look, come on. Can't you see that?
All right, so you got Board Guys Movie Review. If you look up on YouTube, you'll find them doing movie reviews.
That'd be pretty neat. I saw the end. I watched the Hulk, the new Hulk movie, and I did say at the end of the thing where Tony Stark comes in there. Yeah. But there was a thing at the end of the Iron Man too that I did not. That was after all the credits, though.
All the credits.
Yeah.
I mean, like the little end credit thing where a little movie. Logo and all that little stuff.
The date
of
the copyright or something?
Then it shows it.
Okay.
And Noah, my daughter went and saw it. Show didn't see it. They left during the credits.
A lot of people do.
But Noah, when he watched it on... Noah, my grandson, when he... Here we go. When he watched it on video.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, we're watching to the end. Every movie all the way through the credits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have I'll probably rewatch Iron Man because that was pretty cool. I'd like to watch that again. So there sounds like there's going to be a big all the Marvel character. I think you know what the group is called. It's not Justice League. That was DC. I think it's called the Avengers when it's all the Marvel characters together.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
somebody
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that all the superheroes on DC Comics, that's the Justice League of America. But when it's all the Marvel characters, I think they call themselves the Avengers. Captain America, Iron Man.
And Captain America and Rose's Mighty Shield.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the little comic strip one. I never liked Captain America. And I never got into the World War II stuff.
Well, it was,
look at the new Tom Cruise movie coming out.
Yeah, I saw that. Where they're trying to assassinate Hitler.
I saw that. I looked at it and I'm like... But he didn't. We know he didn't assassinate.
I was gonna say. I wonder how it turns out.
No, there's World War II. Now, just
Zillafan did
Avengers. Yeah, Zillafan.
Avengers
is one of these.
Are the Marvel comics group. So
Avengers is one of these there guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
Laura Star says L'Oreal is invited to the movie premiere for Tom Cruise.
Oh, but she's gonna shoot to hook up
with
him.
She need a date.
You know, just ask him about Scientology.
Does her and her Swedish little sister need a, you know, because we could, you know, shoot out to Hollywood as escorts.
Yeah, we'll be escorting ourselves home.
Yes. Hey, you know, we go to the, this is the address you gave, but it's a parking lot. What the?
Yeah, but now all she got to do, and here's for L'Oreal, a little inside information, is mm-hmm. just start asking Tom about Scientology. That'll be your little...
Oh, yeah. Watch out about that.
But you got to be careful. Don't go like, yeah, so what about Scientology? Is that a new Jell-O or something? I don't know. Scientology, whatever. It's a religion type thing. Philosophy. Spiritual philosophy, maybe that's the word.
Laura Star says, bring shoes. That's right. That's the way to get to her heart.
You just put them out like breadcrumbs. Follow them up all the way up to your house, you know.
For those people who don't know, L'Oreal knew loves shoes, so, yeah. Then Lyman says, the police be escorting us.
Shoes are diamond rings. Oh, yeah. Couldn't afford the shoes, let alone diamond rings. We'll be going to Walmart, you know. The prices are dropping, so because I you know, as the dollar devalues, you would think the prices go up, but you have two things happening at once. You have the dollar devaluing pressure, but then no one's buying anything, so people are lowering the prices. So,
yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, so
a very interesting Christmas. So
I'm really interested in that Ed Urso still, though. It's the first time the Iron Man I was pumped about, but there's not many movies I get excited about, you know.
Yeah.
What got me really back into it again was watching Matrix. And I saw it like a year after it was out on tape, or video, you know, CD.
Yeah.
I mean, as I did, it was like way past the wave of it. They already probably had the second one out or something like that. And I was like blown away by the movie. It was just awesome. Spiritual implications in there, you know, besides look nice, whatever. That kind of, and my daughter's been inching me along here with this.
Now, you should tell the story about the person who actually came up with the, or claimed to.
Yeah.
Come up with that idea for the Matrix.
Yeah, I had in the Feed the Fire show, feed2fire.com. What's her name?
Yeah, she's
Sophia. Sophia Stewart.
Okay.
If you do a search on there in the archives for Sophia Stewart, I got about four or five shows with her, about four shows, where she sent a script to Warner Brothers. It was Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, in it, she wrote this, it's called The Third Eye, is the name of the thing. And according to her, and she's in a lawsuit, a $1 billion lawsuit, that they took and made the Terminator series from it and the Matrix series.
Wow.
Because in her thing, these people come back from the future to protect the guy, because, and he's Neo.
Oh, okay.
So like the little kid in Terminator is Neo.
Oh, okay.
So then he, you know. They send back the robots, and he gets through and becomes Neo and overthrows the Matrix. And the lady who plays in the Matrix, she plays the seer. What's her name? Not a seer. What's that called?
The psychic?
Or yeah.
Kinda?
Oracle? Not Oracle. Is it Oracle?
Yeah.
Something
Oracle,
like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. That lady is patterned after her.
Wow.
Because she's a, well, she looks like her. You know, actually looks like her, and she's a seer herself, so.
Like a shaman?
Yeah, there's another word for it.
She hated to be squeezed.
I hate squeezing the shaman.
Yeah, she didn't like this. She didn't like that.
All right, we'll be back after we take this break. It's the Black Knight Squire G Show. Everybody, alive.
Listen to me and return me my ship.
This is Rex Ungerite, and I listen to the Black Knight and Squire G Show for the verbal abuse.
Rex, boy.
He's a porn star.
Hey, he's just a character we made up.
Rex is a serial killer. So how's Rex? Is he drunk yet?
Rex Ungerite drinks very much alcohol and beats his wife with a set of spoons they got for their anniversary.
For everything from diamond rings to rolling pins, it's close to crisis. But every Christmas time, it's here we go again now. So we savings. Use a lot of credit. Try to find the bargains. It's no use to dread it. Yes, we spend a lot of money buying all those presents. There isn't any use to worry till the bills come in a flurry. So bankers are happy. The charges mount whenever someone swipes a card. It's kind of crappy that every year we spend with total disregard now. So we hope that rich relations sends us lots of dollars. Need to win the lotto while it's getting smaller, cause we spend a lot of money buying all this presents, making lots of Christmas debt. Ever, ever after. So we say it's only money. Spend it like we got it. Piddle up the Christmas debts. Piddle up the Christmas debts.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Planet X is coming down. People are hiding under the ground, waiting for lava to melt them away, and wait for the new age to start today.
Planet X
coming to a town near you.
Oh Planet my X. God, I want poo-poo.
It's coming down, make you feel like a clown.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm a clown.
Look up, Pitu.
I see the sky, black spot. I don't know why.
Planet X.
X. Planet X.
X.
Planet X.
X.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
I listen to the Black Knight and Squire G Show for the tech tips.
Sort of like Channel oh, wait a 2 minute, wait never a comes in.
Oh.
That's the wrong transformer. This goes from a high Z to a low Z.
Yeah, you know, it goes from the high Z to
high
a low
Z. High Z, low Z,
Z,
Z, yeah. You want to go low Z, just a low Z.
Video lamp hot. Hot.
Yeah.
That's what drinking does to you.
Good God, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. This is written just for us.
That's right.
Well, Kojak used it first.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, I... What was the one that, There was some music that was, There was some music that was just done for the show, wasn't there?
What's
his name?
TNC? T-U-N? I don't know his name. TNC? Is that right? TNC was from iVisit.
Okay.
And he put together this little blues boogie thing, and I asked if he could use it, so. All right, I adjusted the feed to the video. See, the problem is, okay, here we go with the tech tips, which we don't care about, but he's going to say anyway. The signal going into the Mac... I can't monitor it. I can monitor it after it's in it, but it could be distorted for all I know. Now, as far as I know, is looking at the source of the video was pretty low. Pretty low.
Okay.
You know, I would think that you'd have to turn it up a little bit, but
well,
Rex was saying that it's now clearer.
Oh, well, there you go. You fixed it.
So, now I know where the settings are. I'll stay there until the ghost comes in and chains them again.
That happens every week. Why is that?
I'm a soul print.
Chicago One didn't want you. Hope you didn't send those CDs out yet, which you didn't. But he's got a different address. I guess he doesn't want to get it confused with his other.
No, what happened is. Because the cardboard box blew over a couple of blocks, so he's got a new address. So
it was windy the other day.
So actually, so there we go. all right, so there you go. If you do have anything to send us, the email address is bksg@innersights.com, which is INNER. SITES. It's sites as in like a construction site. Isn't that SITE?
Yes.
Right, as opposed to vision site.
Earlier we were talking about the Seamus and the psychic, and Zillafan said, would a seer detective be a shaman Seamus? Shaman shame?
Seer. Maybe that was it.
Seer. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Zilla's supposed to know all this stuff. A Space Ghost. That, you know, I'm going to tell you about Space Ghost. Okay. I used to watch Space Ghost as a kid when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Never, I was okay. You know, it was okay. Right. I could not. I can't believe that it's a modern cartoon show. It like lasted for years and years.
Yeah.
And Scooby Doo was another one that I used to mm-hmm. watch, but I never thought. You know,
I didn't watch Scooby Doo.
You know, the one guy who does the Shaggy whatever. I guess it's Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Now I can hear him now. It's like, hey, Shaggy. No, I think hey, Scooby, how you doing?
Yeah, once you know it's him, you can, oh, yeah, that is him.
I just picture Casey Kasem at home going like, hey, honey, could you pass me some ketchup? I love your food. I'm telling you right now. And this food comes courtesy of, you know, ABC Food Mart. Actually, from some of the tapes we heard about Casey Kasem, he wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good. He apparently...
he went off on something
pretty mad.
About, I guess the script was wrong. It was something about...
It was a dead dog.
It was about a dead... Well,
he was coming off a happy song, and then he had to go like, and we got a message about Sparky dying. And then Sparky was like, what are you doing keeping me going from this dead dog? I mean, I got a boop, dead dog I got a boop go to. I mean, what the boop? I mean, what are you guys doing back? He just went nuts. But you can tell. It's what all those guys do. That's why I wouldn't last real good as an engineer for one of those guys.
Why is that?
Because I would
you keep that stuff.
Yes, Mr. What's his name? Kasem. Yes, Mr. Kasem. Sorry, Mr. Kasem. It'd be like, Mr. Kasem. And be like, hold on. You want a piece of this, Mr. Kasem?
You know, they could see that you turned off, and then they see that you were still saying stuff.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sure I gotta watch that. Luckily, it's on the same feed. At least I forgot. It'd be great if we had two different feeds.
Yeah,
are we off the air yet? Okay. Hey, you know that lineman. I'm telling you, you know.
Chicago. Yeah, remember that too. I remember that too about the Howard Cosell rant about I've got a goddamn train to catch.
Oh,
now who goofed? Yeah, there was a Howard Cosell rant like that, where a timing situation, a scheduling thing.
That's probably, somebody's got to have this stuff on the internet, right? Oh, that's right, Casey was Robin in the Super Friends.
Oh, was he really?
Yes, Batman. I can't even do it. Casey Kasem's radio voice is so radio voice, I can't even do it. He's beyond, like, human.
Yeah.
You know?
What's he doing now? Is he still around?
I would imagine, you know.
Chicago once said, Steve Dahl used to play that a lot. I remember, that's where I probably heard him, too.
Yeah.
Both of them. He also used to play the, where they had the monitor up on Linda McCartney.
Oh, man.
And I guess they were told.
I felt like a good singer at that point.
I could be
Linda McCartney. Well, I guess I could. But, which reminds me, I was talking to Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going over some of the possible plans you might do to try and, you know, bring this to wider audience, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is why I like talking to Rex. I mean, I know his response, you might go, duh, but I had no idea about it. So, like, well, how can we get a hold of this stuff? How do we find out?
Mm-hmm.
So Rex goes to, like, jobs.com,
mm-hmm.
runs a search, and they're hiring at WGN Radio.
Are they?
He's in Dallas. I'm in Chicago. contemplating radio, so they got radio on air host. I was just talking about how they never hire at WGN. They, you know, they got you got it. There it is, right under.
Wow.
So I'm preparing a resume or whatever. I, you know, to try and send them. Hey, what the heck?
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, we would just, you know, we'd be fine there. We'd be perfect there, but. That's where Rex. That's Rex has that calm. You know, he doesn't talk. If you talk to him, doesn't say a lot of words, but he says a lot in the small words. Like
that's
in that email, he's like, "Hey, knucklehead, why don't you try like jobs.com? You know, like the other 2 million people out there looking for work or whatever it is." I'm like,
wouldn't that be a kick if actually Rex got the job? And then he says, can you guys write me some parodies? Because I'm too busy broadcasting.
Actually, what happens, we'd have to be his mouthpiece.
I know.
He'd write all the scripts, and we would just say it. So what about Steve Dahl got kicked off the air?
Oh, yeah. That's you didn't know that?
No. Yeah. For good or just for today?
No,
or?
He got kicked off.
For good?
They're changing the format. They're going all music. Well, they were all music except for him, and now they just went all music, which is kind of weird because he's got a contract till 2011. So, I mean, he's like collecting money and staying home.
So some of those contracts, this is how the Brandmeier got knocked off, was that if there's a format change, then it's null and void. Yeah. Like the whole station changes, well then, you know.
Yeah, of course, the station only changed for the morning because he was the only talk guy on there. Everything else was all music. And I think it was all canned. I don't even think they had, they've got.
If they
got
to pay him anyway.
Yeah.
And they kicked him off. Why wouldn't you let him on to 11?
I mean
is his ratings are bad? I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it was bad. I mean, everybody I talk to listens to him.
You don't talk to me?
No. And Chicago One says Jonathan Brandmeier, who's another. You know, I happened to see that for the first time last night. I was up to like 1 in the morning. He comes on at 1:05 to 1:35. Yeah. It's a half-hour show with Jonathan Brandmeier where he does interviews and stuff. You know, for those people outside the Chicago area, obviously you might not know who he is, but he shaved his mustache. I don't like him without the mustache.
But now is Chicago One saying that's really bad, meaning the show, or some comment that we made?
I don't know. I wasn't. I mean, would I stay up to watch Brandmeier again? I'd probably not. I don't know. So, anyways. And his show is bad. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. Yeah. I mean, he sits behind a desk and then he talks to these people he had the world's fastest rapper on there.
So he sits behind a desk, he talks to people in the chat room, right? I was waiting for you to say that. He talks to people in the chat room and then he watches some videos and he talks about them or
nothing. Hey, he took our format. That son of a.
There you go.
Well, so I did mention we got some new music, some new parodies.
Of course, we're doing a TV thing, right? Well, I'm watching and running things. So, like, if you look at the TV, I'm over here.
You can never see you.
We got to go like this. So.
Actually,
how are things? You know?
Actually, Chicago One said he Brandmeier talked to this guy that owns a spice nook. What it was is this guy is a former, a drug enforcement guy who now lets people know how to hide their marijuana and get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they did a sting in a.
But Chicago One says, yeah, Brandmeier talks to a guy that owns a spice nook and another guy that writes parodies and drinks a lot. Hey, wait a second.
Of course, right now half the room thinks you're talking about him. You know, yeah. Who's the guy that drinks a lot? You know, if the room is like, is that me? Well,
pretty good.
We'll have to. If we get into more serious into the TV part of this, I'll figure something out. With you know,
we'll have sets. Have set, you know, people construct sets.
We'll change hats. That'll be our costume changes.
We'll do a green screen thing, and then we'll have, like, different kind of backgrounds.
You know what?
We could do a
green screen. Yeah. I don't know if I could do it live. Software I got's made for post-production, but live, it'd be great to have, like, traffic running outside.
Uh-huh.
You could pre-do the video so that person comes by and stops and looks in and looks at it like this and keeps going. And, uh-huh. See what we would do with money? Money and time. Got the ideas.
If we had the money and we had the time, we could do so much.
Send us your winning lottery numbers. Hey, if you won $250 million and you want to dump some of it, right here.
Yeah, there you go. Because, you know, you can't take it with you.
Well, let us take it with us.
Let us just take it.
Yeah, well,
Chicago one's halfway there. He says he's got a lot of time.
All right, so there you go.
So,
I don't got the time. He's got the time. So,
so there we go. We're halfway there.
We'll give him all the ideas. He'll set it up, and he'll get hired.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, who write a sitcom about two DJs who talk about nothing, who have nothing and talk about nothing. It's about nothing, you know? Well. I'm going to have to, during the next break, I will rip those babies. And then we'll come out firing. I do have a lottery ticket in there. We could check online. Wouldn't it be cool if I was like a millionaire online?
Right here, and it was announced that you won big bucks.
Oh, would that be cool?
I'd be on the phone right now.
It'd be so cool, my bestest friend in the whole wide world.
I'd be on the phone right now. I'd be on the phone to the driving guy at night. Yeah. I tell you, last 2 weeks ago, because mm-hmm. I've been getting up early now and going to bed early. Mm-hmm. Since I did that cleansing fast thing, you know, detox. So I've been doing that. So now I worked last Saturday, man. I was, like, so tired at, like, midnight, and I got two mm-hmm. hours to go. I pulled in at the truck stop about 60 miles from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting where you get the gas. I was just sitting there, like, looking around. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, you know. I just made it back to the place on time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to do, I'm going to have to plan, I think, to actually take, like, about a half-hour nap or something. And it kind of snaps you out of it.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit helps.
I bet you John Brandmeier doesn't talk about that, huh? All right, so there you go. Maybe we can call him and get him on the air. Get him on the show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, if you were like a Brandmeier or any of these guys, wouldn't you do that? I mean, it'd be cool. For
goofing around like that? Sure, I would.
You'd have the podcast of the day or something, have the guy on the show. I mean, it'd be cool. I guess they're afraid they might, you know. Now, you know, how is somebody who's a veteran in the business going to have some new, young, fresh upstart full of brand new ideas? Why would they be afraid of him? I don't see how. All right, so I had there's a couple of things I was mentioning. I got
what do you got here
from eBay?
Ooh, you won.
Little cam. Little camera thing.
Okay.
And I got a camera. I got a very old digital camera. It was, I bought it new, but it was at the end of the line. And they got new ones coming out. It was a 640 by 480 pixels.
Okay.
I don't know what the there was no megapixels back then. So I don't know.
So
it was
a half of them.
640 by 480.
Yeah.
So if you multiply those two together, you come up with the number of pixels. And, It was not real expensive. I think it was like $150, but it used to be a lot more.
Okay.
And you put in the batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take about 5 shots. Battery's dead, you know.
Oh, wow.
So and the color of it, like for light, you used a flash and it wasn't even bright enough, you know. It was really outdoors. Indoors, tough with the pictures. Not good color.
Okay.
But it worked, you know, and I got the little, not the flash, what was it called? The real skinny memory. It almost looks like a credit card. They're so small.
Oh, I know what you...
They're square. You know, a little square.
Little squares? Yeah. Or like what you use in a cell phone?
I don't ever seen those.
Oh.
I think they call it... Maybe it's flash memory.
Okay.
But at the time, they didn't have SD chips, what do you got now? Mm-hmm. So I got the biggest one you can buy, and I think it was like 16 megs or something.
SIM card.
Was it a SIM?
That's what they use in cell phones.
Yeah, but I don't, it doesn't sound right. It sounds like there's another name for it. But anyway... Maybe it was flash card. So I got
Soul
that, right?
Soul Print says flash card.
So to make it work longer, what I did was I took and I cut the adapter off that you plug in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and bought 6 big nickel-cadmium D-cell batteries.
Okay.
Because it added up to be the same voltage. course, there's no six holder.
Mm-hmm.
They only come in fours.
Yeah.
So I bought two holders, cut it down, taped it together, duct tape. It's this big old heavy. I had my pocket with a wire cutter. And it worked. I could take pictures for a long time.
Well, it had more currents.
Right.
Okay.
Then it stopped working. You know, I wouldn't use it. Use the battery inside.
Yeah.
But not the thing outside.
Okay.
I still got the D cells, if anywhere, you know, if they're still good. No, that was no micro or mini SD. That wasn't invented yet. So it was a real pain in the neck. I got pictures somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out to get this. Right, I'm looking. This is actually on, it was eBay. It's a Nikon.
Okay.
Coolpix. Right. 8 megapixel.
Wow.
Three inch. I mean, look at the big screen and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Look, there was no screen on there. It was a viewfinder.
Okay.
But you can use, there was a little screen on the back to watch them. But you were supposed to use the viewfinder. Because if you used the screen and took pictures and used flash, done. You know, and it was less than that price.
Wow.
Less than that.
Pretty neat. Yeah, the Coolpix, that's
eight,
pretty popular.
8 gig card. 8 gig.
So how many pictures can you take with that before it?
It took my first picture. You know, so it was a good, I picked out, I can, maybe I can find it and send it. I mean, actually, it took a good picture. No, I took the flash off.
Uh-huh.
Well, I left, it took a pic. It's man, because I don't have enough flash. So I turned the flash off, took a picture, and was like, wow. So, I mean, it tells you how far in between I make steps.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that's
it. So,
I kick around the idea of getting a digital camera, so I don't know.
Now, the reason why I'm actually doing this, what prompted me to look into it, was I'm going to be selling equipment.
Oh, that's right, because you need to take digital pictures.
I sold a couple things with the webcam, but it's not the same quality. And I got high-quality stuff that I'm going to have to really show people for them to buy it, because it's not cheap.
Zillafan's got a question. How many 1 gigabyte pictures can you take with a 1 gigabyte card? You've got a calculator.
I'm going to go out. It's off the top of my head. I'm going to say one.
One. And it's really clear.
Can you imagine? What's
finely detailed.
I can't even imagine a gigabyte picture. Because I took that.
You could put that on a
I took the highest quality picture they got on this.
Okay.
On there, and it was like 22 megs.
Wow.
I mean, it's big.
Like 1 gigabyte.
But, you know, that's 22 megs. So you can have, 10 of those is 200 megs. So you can have, what does that be, 20, 25 for 1 gig times 8. Plus, this takes movies, but I don't know. You know, I'm just going to. I guess if I'm outside and I'm watching the cops beat up somebody, I can take pictures of
them. There you go.
And then they can beat me up.
Because cops like to keep those as souvenirs, little mementos of the night out.
And so it's kind of cool. And then there's a guy who sent it. I wish I could, if I get his name, I'd plug him, because you sell them on eBay. And if you go to like a regular store, or like, it was like $15 more, I got the extra SD card.
Oh, all right.
The reader that you plug in the computer. A lens cleaning kit, which, you know, the case. Well, I don't know. The case was not in the box.
Okay.
The cords were in the box, you know, and the rechargeable battery, which wasn't there. So, I mean, that was like $17 more, rather than going to a Tiger Direct, which normally, you know, has the best prices. I'm like, like, the people are going like, man, that's really interesting, man. Where's that Brandmeier show?
they run that in the afternoon.
Yeah. Look on TogiNet and say, "Sorry, guys, we got a new guy, new upstart. His name is Brandmeier or something. We're going to run him."
Coming up in the second hour, we got new Rex Ungerite parodies. We got a new Christmas one. We got Rex's Walk on the Dark Side. We have a couple of Christmas ones that only got limited play, and so we'll be playing those. And I got a couple of, I brought a couple of things from, I was in an acoustic band, you know, called North Branch with my brother and Teresa, who we've called in Colorado, a couple of months ago. And so we used to do these ground round things, and we've got one's a Christmas Winter Wonderland, but my brother threw in some funny lyrics. He did a off the cuff parody there, and then another one, and this is for Rex, and that's why I singled it out. Because I know he's a fan of Tom Lehrer. And Tom had written the Christmas song or something. He wrote a Christmas
for thing. You?
No. But we did it live at the Ground Round. So that's kind of like for him. So anyway,
I'm kind of like this. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Kind of turn. Now you're. And then of course next week is the big live Christmas show. Dr. Don and Joyce are scheduled to appear.
Can it get any bigger?
No,
in this room, anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, put the kiddies to bed because you never know.
Yeah, I listened to the show last week.
I know.
I have not heard it since the day it happened, and I don't remember a whole lot of it as it is. I mean, and the people in the chat room are going like, is there foul language? As soon as you say the word Dr. Don,
yeah.
it's like you put the gun, pull it in, click, oh, no, click, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, so we don't do that all the time, so, you know. So the one time of the season we do like to do it is around Christmas, of course, so.
Yeah.
When everybody makes it all that much worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, when everybody else is revering that time of day.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was funny, though. I listened to it, and it was pretty funny. Anyway. We're vamping here. I'm about to go get some ice water. Ice water. And so we have somebody new in the room, Nona. Nona. And so hello?
What?
We have somebody new in the room, Nona.
Oh.
Is it Nana? Nona.
Nona, I was. It'd be my Nona. Now, Rex, wait till he or she sticks around a while, okay? You're lucky Chicago One's here, because you know, he wrote BAM, parody for him.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't there for a couple weeks. We thought, he got his parody and he's gone.
Yeah, I'm
gone.
Thanks for the parody, guys. I got to go now.
I pictured him walking around like with a boombox going, yep, this is me, you know.
You know that Soul Print just brought something up in the chat room here. She's asking Lyman, I'm gonna have to take you aside for the inside jokes. See, that's the thing. You got to listen, because a lot of times we make references of what's happened before. So I think pretty much the people in the chat room kind of have a good feel of what's, you know. But if you're listening for the first time, you kind of get like lost, I guess. So you just got to keep listening. And of course, you could go to bksgshow.com and listen to the archives there from old shows. And plus, TogiNet's got the recent art, you know.
Yeah.
The newer shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know, on the bksgshow.com, we do have a lot of them. See, when we first started out, there wasn't a little thing called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which really screwed down on internet radio. And so we played tunes while we're talking and this and that. But then it became an issue, so we had to pull a lot of our shows off the net. And some were re-edited to cut out the song. I mean, you start to hear the song begin, and you hear it end, you know,
yeah.
Type stuff. So
to put all those all those old shows on, it's a lot of editing.
Yeah, a lot of time.
Yeah,
one of those
once again,
components, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, we'll take a break. I will rip-a-dip-dip-do on these CDs that you have brought in, and we will come back with some new ex-Rex Ungerite and some old Rex Ungerite.
Old, but
old and new.
Played.
And I said, hey, man, I am cool. I am the breed.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Somebody sent me a story about the guy who wrote that song. The Hokey what? Pokey, he died. They tried to put him in the casket. First, they put his right foot. And then the trouble started there.
From that point on.
Brandishing it all about.
And then the next day, the funeral for Simon. Simon says,
Simon, he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't listen to what I said. Hey, Simon.
Oh, God.
Boy. Look at you see that. Put him in the coffin. He won't go. Okay. Simon says.
Simon says,
can I bury him now? No, you didn't say Mother May I.
Mother May I. Mother May I.
You put your right foot in. Simon says, Mother, may I?
That's all it takes.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
Beneath. You circle round and check them out, 'cause this is what it's all about. You count the tags that have no name, and then you count them once again. You want to know what's in those gifts before you reach the 25th. You knock the safe that you're above all of this, oh yeah. But then you dig under the tree doing the scratching sniff. You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to gifts. Every day you look to see if there is more under the tree, and if you spot something new, you gotta know if it's for you. You're gonna wait for Christmas Day. You like to say that you're above all of this, oh yeah. But then you dig under the tree doing the scratch and sniff. You're gonna have to face that you're addicted to gifts. Might as well face that you're addicted to gifts. No, you can't fake it, you're addicted to gifts. Every move shows that you're addicted to gifts. Everyone knows that you're addicted to gifts. Need a vaccine for your addiction to gifts. Yourself enough's enough. It's time that you start to grow up. You'll just calm down and be sincere and keep hands off until next year. You like to say that you're above all of this, oh yeah. But when you're underneath the tree doing the scratches, you're gonna have to face that you're addicted to gifts. Might as well face that you're addicted to gifts. Need to put brakes on your addiction to gifts. Searching the house 'cause you're addicted to gifts. Sneak like a mouse 'cause you're addicted to gifts. Might as well face that you're addicted to gifts. Need to put brakes on your addiction to gifts. Searching the house 'cause you're addicted to gifts. Sneak like a mouse 'cause you're addicted to gifts. Need to get over your addiction to gifts.
And now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Never clean your ear with an ice pick.
This has been
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Hi, this is Nikoi Paris, and you're listening to the Black Knight Squire G Show.
Oh,
yeah. Good God, I got it. Lord. This is Black Knight Squire G Show, live on TogiNet. BKSG Show. BKSG Talk.net. Excuse me, is the chat room. And when it's on the air, you can go to BKSGShow.com and click on the link that goes to BKSG TV. I guess if this takes off, we can get a domain, BKSG TV. Of course, right now, Lyman's buying it. They'll sell it to me for a nice price. There you go. Did you, I am now ripping those things. Did you,
okay.
Did you hear about the, I think I talked to you already at your work, but you looked into or heard more on.
But you called me a moron.
No.
You son of.
The Mythbusters supposedly going to do what I
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard. I got a response from Jim Hoffman.
Okay.
Who says that he doubts that they will be, you know, that'll be they would be able to recreate it honestly and let it fall honestly. Yeah. James McKenney, who's noted for these things, says that he had a great line. He said, quote, they'll probably have 1/3 the amount of explosives
in the inside,
for 1/3 side of the building. But I officially came out and said it was a hoax because I don't think there's no way anybody would take a risk on doing that, and the cost would be phenomenal. I don't think it's possible to make 1/3 scale buildings and have them behave the same as these full
Yeah,
scale.
You still got that. You can't. How do you do 1/3 gravity? You know?
Yeah. So I think I just came online and said it's a hoax. But see, I don't hear nothing about
it. And either way, you're going to lose. Because if it doesn't happen, well, it didn't happen because it's only 1/3 scale. You know, and, I mean, yeah, they're going to use it either way.
Either side.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not going to. So.
So it's a no-win thing. I'm telling you, me, I'd say, like, get the guys who built the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have everybody watch all the time and have them build two buildings out and blow them down. I mean, I'd spend billions. Because this is the turning point of our planet.
Well, of course, this is after the show gets popular and we start raking in the money, of course.
Making in the money and has converted to gold. You know, speaking of gold.
Yeah.
That gold has reached, there's a phrase. I forgot the technical term.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what it means. Is that gold has got to the point now that more people have bought gold than can be delivered.
Uh-oh.
So it's not that the gold doesn't exist, which could be an issue. It could be a accounting issue, like you're selling gold, isn't it? But they don't have the physical gold to deliver. And usually people buy gold and then they just leave it in storage, if you will, and keep writing. People are wanting it delivered now, and they're not have enough gold to deliver it. So they're starting, the price of gold is starting to go down.
Uh-huh.
You would think if you run out of gold, it would go up.
Yeah.
It's going down because you're basically taking a chance of not even getting it.
Oh.
So you're going to buy it and may not get it.
Somebody's saving for the future. Chicago One says he's got, quote, gold. And I think his comes from Acapulco.
Yeah, Acapulco,
they got some gold mines there.
Yeah, Acapulco gold. Yeah, we got some gold for you, man. You know, it's good gold, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What trouble is, you know, we'll have him come to one of our live remotes or have him come to the studio.
Yeah.
We'll have to have him pat it down outside. I couldn't risk him coming in and I might as well get arrested.
Nona says she's got dial-up. We're coming in choppy. What are you talking about? Actually, we were talking about chop salad.
That's how we were talking. I'll set up a dial-up stream for her.
Okay.
Or I'm assuming it's a her. I mean,
lineman says, yeah, they were talking about nothing important. And Chicago One says, when he does come over, he strip search, please.
Oh, great. As long as we don't have to look in his folds. All right, I'm going to get the link here for.
All right. You know, at some point, we're going to have Chicago One sit right in here with it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We got a picture of who he is. Now, just, you know how you talk to somebody, you got to picture him?
Yeah.
Now,
we don't have a.
I have no picture. I have no idea what this guy could be. Anybody. He could be. We could. He could have. What he should do is show up with like five people and go, which one of us is it? You know. Yeah. They all have lines pre-done, so they'll all. We'll have to pick them out of a lineup. Now, speaking of that, when I was, it was back in the Sushi and Mungman days, maybe? No, it was after that. It was after,
Chicago one says it feels good to laugh. Lyman says, really, Chicago? What are you listening to? Son of
I want to laugh, too. Ooh, yeah. A lot of support from the family, you know?
Yeah, that's your brother.
So anyway, what I did was I can't remember if it was Sushi and Among, I think it was Haymarket Riot. I had a bulletin board back in the day, dial up. You know, you had a dial. There was back before Al Gore got the internet off the ground. And somebody came out to see me because you know in those days no one had digitized pictures of himself because there was no digitized pictures.
Right.
You know. So the guy, well, I want to call the show. Well, he never came up and identified himself. But when I was outside taking a break, there was a guy. Oh, we were loading. Loading. There was a guy sitting at the end of the line, out of his car, sitting on a hood, just like, watch it. I'm going, I bet you that's that guy. The cat broke that? What was it? Oh. Was it? It was. That looks like one I got for you, so now you know what one of the presents are.
No, it was
empty.
Oh.
Oh, the cat was probably trying to get into the bag and just...
Rex says he pictures Chicago 1 as an older version of Sean Penn in Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
Actually, Chicago 1 says he's like a combo of Tony Soprano and Fred Flintstone. Nona says she keeps clicking that link. Okay, goes and blip and then comes back into the chat room.
Apparently her...
Well, we gotta fix it so she can hear.
Yeah, well, it's going to... All right. Well, try this. Yeah.
Well, where is she at? Maybe we could just invite her. Well, we're assuming known as a female. It could be male. I don't know. We don't know. You never know from the names.
All right. Well, Nona. You know, it's got the A at the end. It's generally.
I don't know. You never know.
And of course, so far, Nona has been rather polite. That usually weeds out male and female.
Yeah. anyway, so we got, what do we got coming up?
I was seeing about the ripping.
He's talking about Ustream. Is that going to work, though, if she needs dial-up?
No.
It's not going to work for dial-up.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's going to buffer, like, worse.
So. Yeah. And we like that buffer, though, because, sometimes you don't want to get too close.
I was listening to Buffalo the Clown the other day.
Buffalo the Clown.
That's pretty good. We gotta contact him. You know?
We should. I think his website is still there.
I see him like suing us.
Yeah. We could send him that. That's not derogatory or anything. It's just kind of fun.
Oh, I think
he might even like it.
If he had any brains to go with that brawn.
If you got any marketing brains, like, yes, as much exposure as possible, thank you.
I think I got these. Got these going here. We might be able to play one. Okay. I can do this if you want.
Play the first one. This is just from the ground.
Winter Wonderland.
Ground rounds. Yeah, this is from the ground rounds.
You know
this
what? I wonder if I have that. Well, it doesn't matter. I got it here now. I think I have that.
You might have that.
Okay.
This is from the ground round, and if you want, then you could just go right into the second one. And the second one is it's going to be it was for Rex because he likes Tom Lehrer.
All right.
And this is the Tom Lehrer thing. So play the first one and then just let it ride and go into the second one. This is my brother Teresa Hill, who's in Colorado now, and myself. Back in the 70s at a ground round, we used to do the old folk acoustic music thing. So,
because you're a bunch of old folkies.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And it's the band was called North Branch.
Yeah.
Beautiful sun, we're happy tonight. We're all getting away.
say, are you married? We'll say you're married. But you can do the job when you're in town. Walking in a wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and then pretend that we're boys and brown. We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. We just pretend and then we fool around. Later on, we'll perspire as we sit in the fire. Some people will laugh. We catch a draft, walking in our winter underwear, walking in our winter underwear.
I thought they were
cute. I'm like dragging the bottom of a barrel.
Okay. We had a little, it broke down. Okay. Next one is, and I was going to say something, but my mic was off because we do the music, but the next one is, Tom Lehrer. The next one's a Tom Lehrer, tune. And we did this live at the Ground Round. So that's about it.
Christmas time is here, by golly.
Disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunts of holly. Fill the cup and don't say when.
Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens.
Mix the punch and drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect thickens, brother, here we go again.
On Christmas Day, you can't get sore.
Their fellow man, you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 364.
Relations sparing, no expenses.
Send some useless old utensil. Or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing we need, how nice.
It doesn't matter how sincere it is,
nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endure. What's important is the prize. Hark the Herald Tribune sing, advertising wondrous things. God rest thee, Mary.
Merchants may make the Yuletide pay.
Angels we have heard on high
tell us to go out and buy.
So
let the raucous sleigh bells jingle.
Hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeers across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
There we go. That's to Rex, because he likes Tom Lehrer. Used to get a lot of mileage out of his tunes. Him and Oscar Brand. Boy, you know, you learn those tunes and everybody just sits around and, you know, has a good time with those things.
Yeah, you know what? Here, let me do something right now.
Okay.
There's something that's missing.
Can we see you? Can we watch you do this? Yeah. You going to fix something technique-wise?
Wait, something happened over here. What happened?
Oh, man.
I tell you, there's something wrong with my DVD, whatever drive, whenever I rip something on there, it just messes everything up.
Now, Nona has a cat, and her cat insists, I'm saying her once again, I don't know if it's male or female.
There we go.
But Nona's cat insists on dancing across the keyboard, and I don't know, Nona might have missed the story you had about your cat that
knocked down the
Christmas tree two times.
I heard him. Lucinda gets up earlier to me, so she's in the kitchen, and I'm hearing a cat crinkling, like over the presents. So I kind of walk up and look at it. And just as I look up, the cat is on top of the entire tree, and it's falling into the other room. Because she used to have it in the one archway, the other archway.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, going, she's not going to be happy. And she wasn't. In fact, you know how I knew she wasn't happy?
Uh-huh.
Because all the neighbors around us knew she wasn't happy. So then she redid it up, and she's not going to be again. So this morning, she's taking the dog out for a walk, and I hear the trickling in the packages. I'm going, like, she's got pieces of wood around the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the cat's walking up, right where you saw it, where the tree is, up across the packages.
Oh, man.
So I get up, and I'm like, Sammy, you know, and it jumps down. Sammy! And you jump down.
Zilla's got to go from the chat room, so...
Wait, he's got to go number two or number one? Does he have to go? Thanks for telling
and
us,
and how long
Zilla.
Does that take?
I'm glad you're... Thanks for sharing with us. Yeah.
Anyhow, we're always sad to see somebody leaving the chat room, but...
All right, well, Zilla, he's like a bad penny. He keeps turning up, so he'll be back. Like, not so long. Is he gone yet? Oh, he's still here.
Yeah, you okay. Heard that.
All right. I'll have to wait.
I don't know what we have planned for the Christmas show other than Donna Joyce just showing up. And usually it takes care of itself. So there will be it should be a joyous occasion. And... Oh, Alurastar says, they live in a non-smoking building. Now, can they do that? Can they make a whole I guess they can, because Jay lives in a non-smoking condo himself. Well,
yeah, that's going to be zoned, yeah. So it's going to be a zoning deal. In fact, I believe when we moved in this apartment...
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, there's no smoking in the back. That's what it was. You can't smoke out in the back.
On the porch.
So. But they can tell you whatever they want on the property.
Yeah.
So you can do it. And if you're buying a... condo, there could be a zoning deal, because like my daughter bought their house, and their fence can't be this certain height, you know, it's only this high, you can't have the fence all the way out to the front of the, even with your front house,
yeah,
it has to be from the back of the house,
right,
but they got this whole section that they were going to fence in and do a garden,
for the, yeah, and they
can't. Right. So now you can do a garden outside, plus they said you can't have farm animals.
There goes
there goes my goat, my pig.
There goes my sex life.
Okay, yeah. I think that would fit. All right, so
Lyman says Jay's in a special condo for special people that picks him up at the short bus.
Yeah. Jay is very special.
Yes, he is.
So let me put the background music on. Do you want to? We're looking. We got about 6 minutes for the top, or less than that.
Well, do another. Do one of the Rex Ungerite Christmas parodies. Do the next one.
Well, don't give me next one because I gotta.
Oh,
you have to give me a name.
Oh, the third one it'd be Nuttin' for Christmas.
All right, because they now officially don't have numbers because they're in this.
Oh, now they got names. Cool. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
This is one very rarely played.
E-I-E-I-O. Oh.
I'm giving nothing for Christmas. I've got no money this year. I'm giving nothing for Christmas. My bills are a pain in the rear. Electric's higher than before. Some money went to that. My medicine costs more and more. Some money went to that. Utilities are going up. Vet bill came in for the pup. Yesterday, my car blew up. Some money went to that. Oh, I
I'm giving nothing for Christmas. Rent keeps on rising a lot. I'm giving nothing for Christmas, 'cause nothing is all that I've got. Now gas is at $2 plus. Some money went to that. And grocery prices make me cuss. Some money went to that. I used more minutes than I had on my stupid cell phone plan. They said I owe all I have. Some money went to that. Oh, I'm giving nothing for Christmas. I've got no cash in the bank. I'm giving nothing for Christmas. My checkbook is firing blanks. Oh, the prices are up, and just as I feared, it's costing more for wine and beer, which leaves nothing for Christmas.
Well, that was an abrupt ending there.
Oh, yes, it was. Right? Could you tell the Rex who wrote that? Doesn't leave enough money for wine and beer?
Yeah. I did. In fact, I was going through my pictures, and I did find the booze vault.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know if he has any more pictures of it, but I did find the picture he sent. And it's quite big.
Yes, it is.
He's definitely packing something there.
What's that? He's what? Packing what?
He's packing. I say he's packing something. Whoa.
Yes, he is.
I went out and got...
What did you hit? What do you got there? What is that?
Mixture.
Of?
It is
prune
organic,
juice?
Organic blueberry juice, non-concentrated.
Okay. Wow.
Organic cranberry juice,
mm-hmm.
non-concentrated, you know?
Oh wait. Cranberry juice? Yeah. That's...
I mean, you know, it's
how do you sweeten it up?
It's fresh pressed. Ed?
Yeah.
Lucinda must have went outside. Or she's killing them, one at a time. She's cutting out each
nail in the paw.
it's all organic, and it's fresh squeezed, you know. So it's not been reconstituted, in other words.
Okay.
And I mixed the blueberry with the cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
I add a little maple syrup for sweetening, just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then some cinnamon. But I use more blueberry than I do cranberry for obvious reasons.
I had that one time.
And now I have a little bit more cranberry than...
That's like, tart.
It's like, yes. Like, it's hard to do radio with cranberry because your face folds in on itself. And you get this little...
Did you ever have orange tang and prune juice?
No.
Because everybody needs a little prune tang once in a while. Boom! Okay, alrighty. Old joke.
I'm up to hear.
Old joke.
I was thinking of... taking the tang, mm-hmm. just taking.
Do they still make tang?
Yeah.
Orange tang? They still make that, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Even though they're not going back to the moon. Well, they're supposed to go back to the moon in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I saw there was a little hoopla because Obama's people wanted to get in and find out what's going on in NASA, and the guy said, no, I'll talk to Obama only, you know.
Oh.
I heard the cat yelling. Had Dr. Presence over?
Probably. Oh man, that cat's got one dead cat tonight.
Alright, will be back after a little breaky wakey and continue with Blood and Square G Show.
Did you ever have dingleberry juice?
No.
According to Chicago, you wanted to know.
Lineman says you're disgusting, Chicago.
And now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire G Show.
You know, if people have to suffer for the enjoyment of others, you know, we're going to make sure that happens. That's what we're here for.
This has been
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire G Show.
Christmas this year. Farrah Fawcett will change her hairstyle for a day. The Queen will sing Anarchy in the UK. And old Mick Jagger will adopt the Strangler swagger. Yeah, 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 baby! Mick Wiseman will take up the electric guitar. Johnny Ramone will get a sled for a car. There's a group called The Damned, they say, who play the four wise men in a play. In a play. In a play. It's gonna be a punk rock Christmas this year. Even Santa's gonna be Christmas this year.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I
want
to sell your team with any of the hot rocks on the back. I want a color TV so I can kick it in. I want a lace guitar for subscription of punk magazine.
What else do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want 10 copies of God Save the Queen with a
with a picture sleeve?
Yeah, with a picture sleeve!
If you're a good little boy, your wish will come true.
Yeah, then I bloody well better! We gonna give you a punk rock Christmas year. I'm gonna give you a nice sweater on the dishes. Let mom and dad be sheep. Get some safety pins for the cheese.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
What's a traffic report like in Saskatchewan?
Oh, we got
it's really not
got a pig
on.
Running across the street. There.
Moose on the highway. Moose on the highway.
Oh, my God. There's a guy with barbed wire around his house.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to say, yeah, hater in your A.
Oh, yeah. We go up here in the helicopter.
And play something like Swedish.
There's nothing up here in the helicopter.
Nice talking
no
Indian.
Traffic. No.
East India.
I do not see anything. I shouldn't be in the helicopter because they'll shoot me down.
All you got to do is just show your flight training certificate. Yeah. They'll let you right through.
I don't know how to land.
They got my lights. They never took me to the landing part because I had no request for that.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
Oh, man. Doing some scat singing, huh?
Yeah. I can see a scat singing with like a real fast guitarist.
Yeah.
You know how to go.
Yeah. So you say this is that was the song that
yeah
was written not specifically for the show, but it was written, and we got special permission from the composer of that for the show. Cool.
Yeah, he says, I'm like, yeah, go ahead and use it. You guys are going nowhere anyway. So. Something like that.
I don't have to worry about anybody hearing it.
Actually, you know,
I didn't even bother copyrighting it because no one's going to hear it anyways. So,
I did copy off. You know, when you go to iTunes and you download the songs, you buy them.
Yeah,
you can use them up to four different devices. So if you have like two computers,
you can play them up to four different times for that price. It's amazing.
You can register them with four different devices.
Okay,
so you can have your iPod or you know whatever. But if you want to actually pull them off as an MP3, you can't do it. So what you do is you burn it to disk, and then you re-rip it.
Okay. You know?
So that's what I did. I'm looking in front of me. There's a bunch of that I bought from iTunes over the time. I figured, well, I better make them.
Yeah.
Better burn them one of these days.
Yeah.
Because what happened before is I switched. I didn't notice. I learned about the four devices because I had iTunes on here. When I got the Mac, well, iTunes is natural on the Mac.
Okay.
So I switched them over there, and it says you now have two more. Is it three? Three more devices left for these songs, you know. That was pretty unnecessary information, I guess.
Well,
but I have them mixed up here with the ring in this stuff, in with your rips. We got three more Rex tunes.
Yeah, we do.
We're gonna play them for the last three songs of the show. Right, the last three songs. I think I got the Fab Four one already. Here, let me see. Yeah, I got the two Beatle Christmas ones.
All right.
Already, so. Yeah, so we got the Wild ones next week, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're only halfway done with the show.
Oh, no.
We got this 2 hours. I mean, it's 1.5 hours. You're really good on that.
Well, let's.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff to do. All you have to do is just allow the universe to spin, and then stuff falls right in our lap.
The cat is going to be disposed of.
All right, I just got an email. I saw somebody email, and this is what I got back. You have to tell me who I sent the email for. Any?
Okay.
I'll be out of the office Monday 12:15. I'll be back Tuesday 12:16.
Oh, that's me. I'm off Monday.
Is that a real person?
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah, that
is a very...
She's Indian. She plays sitar.
Oh, go on.
No,
you got to get her over here.
I know. Well, she doesn't have one now. She got rid of it, but she took sitar lessons.
That'd be awesome.
If you email me at where I work, I've got a message there that I won't be there Monday, and then I've got the person you need to contact, and she... Nutan. And she plays sitar. She took sitar lessons. They said, oh, man, I got to talk to you. She said, well, I got rid of the sitar. I sold it. Ah. Because that'd be cool just to play around with that or something.
And she... Gerald is too... Was he Indian or does he have a sitar?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Gerald is Indian too. No. Wait. Oh, he's off Monday.
Oh.
Also, okay.
I don't know if he's Indian or...
And it looks like this, that George Harrison is also off Monday because she says George is too like George Harrison. He is Monday off. Okay, I see what she's doing. Gerald is off Monday too, and George and sitar like George Harrison. There we got two different... We cleared it up. We're all set. So... what was I going to say? I had something really important to say. I guess it wasn't that important. Anyways, why don't you do the... let's get the other... the Rex... very rarely played Christmas parody, because it is Christmas. And it's about Christmas cards. And then this way we could hit the two new ones.
All right.
This is called Oh Christmas Card, to the tune of Oh Christmas Tree. I think there's a little distortion at first, but I know that... In the mix, you'll fix that
distortion's a little hard to fix.
Well, I've got faith in you.
Yeah.
When you master these, you
know. Okay. It says, Oh Christmas Cards.
Yeah.
And the other one too, or no? Or was you
just do the one? Oh Christmas.
Okay. Cards. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
is cold. You haunt my every hour. Christmas card, I see you and I cower. I know that I should take a seat and grab a pen and then complete those Christmas cards, oh Christmas cards. I need a whiskey sour. The mailman gave me warning. Christmas card, oh Christmas card, I shouldn't be ignoring. 'Cause Christmas isn't gonna wait, and yet I still procrastinate. Christmas card, oh Christmas card, you must be mailed by morning. So much for good intentions. Christmas cards, oh Christmas cards. I guess that I should mention that once again my friends receive an email card on Christmas Eve. Oh Christmas cards, oh Christmas cards. I gave you no attention. I bought you in September. Christmas card, so Christmas card. You sat there through December. But now that it's the 25th, I guess I should go shop for gifts. Oh, Christmas card, oh, Christmas card. I'll mail you next November.
There we go.
Once again, a rarely heard Rex song.
You know, we've been working with Rex for a while now, when we're pulling out like old rarities.
Yeah.
Back in 57, we were working on this.
The Lost Tracks.
So there you go, Rex.
Rex. Next one we do will be a brand new one. Actually, he wrote it last year, but we just got to recording it this year.
So Rex, you know, we've talked to him on the phone air a couple times. You know, you've talked to him, I've talked to him. He doesn't say a lot, you know. We just always kind of kid him. Mm-hmm. I call him, I got his answer machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say a lot so much that it's an automated answer machine even.
Hello, oh,
okay. And leave your message. He's like, no, I'm not going to leave a message. I don't know, what do I say? Thank God the guy can write, though. You know?
Yes, he can. He's quite a writer.
I just picture him walking in with a note when he goes to talk to people, except banks. I wouldn't recommend doing that in a bank. Going in there and hand a note to the... You're going to have, like, 22 guns come out of the ceiling and point at you.
Very clever, though. He's, I hope I... I've got three more days to work on what I hope to become a new Christmas classic that will be played on the show every year that he did, and for the Christmas show next week. So I gotta quit. You know what? I gotta quit. We gotta quit suggesting songs because. Until we think them through, you know, because there's certain ones. Yeah, can you do one of this? And then it's, and then he does, and it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I only have 3 days because the record, you know, my recording studio is you know where I live. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe I've got four.
Another one broke.
He's climbing in the bag. The cat's climbing in the Christmas bags and breaking the bags.
What a knucklehead cat.
Gee.
Surrounded by knuckleheads. What is this?
You know what you need to do is put mouse traps in the bag. And once the cat goes in a couple bags, probably won't go in it anymore.
That'd be great. You're flying out of the bag.
You brought this on,
James. Uh-oh.
Your
statement the other day.
You made a statement that made the cat go in the back.
Last night is when we lost three wise snails.
What did you tell the cat?
I'll tell you. I'll tell her.
Okay.
And the present and my curling iron.
It just proves that it's true and that the solution is what I said.
So what happened?
Is that a good stance?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one?
Yeah.
It didn't look good to me.
Oh, you mean like you're in danger?
Yeah, it's like I was waiting for the... But now you listen here, hon, with the, you know, the head goes back and forth with that. I said
Rex
that.
Rex has put dogs in the bags, except that Charlie...
The cat eats dogs.
Yeah, the cat eats dogs. This is a large cat. This is the size of a small cougar.
James made a statement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what is it? I said that.
You made a statement.
You want me to go through this?
Yeah. You made a statement about the cat.
All right. What I'm saying is that the way I look at this is a philosophical thing. I look at life is that when things come into your life, they're there as teachers, I call them, our messengers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Teachers, all right. Mm-hmm. So I said that the cat is doing these things, right? And I said that. Kat is a teacher for her. That because she's, well, should I say the OCD word? she's very neat.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Organized. She's organized.
Nice. Organized and neat, which is nice. Except when she gets up in the middle of the night to pick up after the cat when it knocks him down because she's laying in bed and knows that the movie has fallen and is on the ground and she cannot sleep unless the movie gets put back in her.
Okay.
That's why I brought up the three letters.
Okay.
Right. But anyway, I said that was a teacher for you to let go. Let it go. If you ignore the cat, you let it go and so on. Like that.
So I should leave the trees on the floor?
Well, no. No. I mean, what it is if you don't get upset by the trees, that's the lesson to learn. The cat will stop bothering them.
Whatever, James. It's a freaking cat. If it moves, it's cat food. If it blinks, the cat wants it. If it's shiny, the cat wants it. It don't matter where I put the tree.
No, it doesn't.
That was the calm
yes,
and very pleasant Lucinda. Al just says, just say yes, dear, like I do.
Yeah, that's...
Knows about women.
Yeah, he's had a few.
He's had a share.
He's had some men, too.
Rex suggests selling the cat to Zaco Taco, which is right across the street.
Seriously, this is
out of stock. Soul Prince says use a squirt gun full of water, but Lucinda said that doesn't work. In fact, you start spraying the cat, it takes out a little sponge and starts wiping under its arms.
It sleeps in the sink.
It sleeps in the
water
sink,
drips
so
on
water
cat.
Drips on it. It loves the water.
Tries to get in the tub.
Lyman says, "You mean there's a taco place in Berwyn? What are the odds of that?" It is true, though. And one right across the street.
You're going to get yours, Tom, this way. Because wherever we go,
what do you mean
the cat
get?
Goes.
What do you mean get his?
I mean,
what is left for him to get?
Well, wherever we go, the cat goes. And he knows what I'm talking about. Buckle it down, buddy.
Yeah, we're talking about Tom, okay? Tom would say, like, oh, look what I found outside. Poor kitty.
My cat will not get hurt.
Only she can hurt the cat.
Only
that's her
I
cat.
I can hurt everyone in here. I got the broom.
She does have a broom.
And it's metal.
What? It's a metal broom.
Does it real nice on the floors.
Yeah, Chicago once says, next thing you'll be telling me there's dollar stores and laundromats in Berwyn. There's one or two. In fact, actually, in Berwyn, there's the world's largest laundromat.
Right. And in fact, I think it's on the web. It's like
and also the most laundromat. Expensive dollar store, which I don't understand how that works. But.
Yeah. Kitty is hormonal. Yeah, I say so.
Anyway,
I was asking Nona. Get this now. I'm asking Nona, like, how she found us, because this is a taping for the later show. Only a few people know about this. Well, I forgot that the technical make, the actual infrastructure of the website is the same 4 feet to the fire.
Oh, okay.
It's a different, you know, BKSG chatting on that, SF2F chat.net, but it goes to the same place. But she just happened to pop in here. How's that for a coincidence?
That Boy, that's strange.
And I'm saying she, and I'm...
And once again, we're not 100% sure,
and she didn't say nothing, like, what are you talking about, Willis? You know, like that. So, I'm assuming it's same, but... Petunia Bloom has a... blooming out. Her and Al were out shopping. That must have been fun. I know Al gets real excited, and he runs around the store. Hey, what do you think about this? And he holds up like a tutu, you know. So,
how's this look? Is it show off my eyes?
Yeah. It kind of clashes with my eyes. But I could wear contacts.
Well, I don't know, Al. The tutu's red, and so are your eyes. I guess...
Red and blue, right? This is red and gray or whatever. So I just figured, you know, because, you know, most guys when you go shopping, you're like, it's like, let's see, getting teeth pulled, go shopping. Let me think for a minute.
Yeah, you know? I know, yeah.
So, it would be, it probably would be fun.
Yes, it would.
Though maybe up in Canada, they're more civil than they are here.
They could be. I think they are. I think it's a kinder, gentler nation.
Yeah, I think they have something. They mentioned there's a lot of civil suits out there.
Oh, really?
So that makes it the...
Oh. Yeah, Uncle Al sounds like he would need a big 228. He's 220 pounds, 6.61. Yeah. Of course, those are Canadian measurements, so what does it come out to, like 11 feet or something?
11 feet and a ton.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
He has no problems with his tutu. That's what Lyman's saying. You see, he's 250 and 6'2". I have no problems wearing the tutu.
Yeah, see, he has no problem. So, I mean, you got to go to the extra big tutu store.
Yeah. Moo Moo. Is that another one? Moo Moo?
Moo Moo. Wait, a tutu's the ballet thing. And I'm thinking of a muumuu.
Yeah, so years I've been saying tutu, thinking of muumuu.
The tutu's that ballerina skirt thing.
I could see Goliath in it. Either one, I could see Goliath in it, actually.
Yeah, the muumuu's the big, like, house robe, dress tent.
Because that's whatever. The one that one of the few Simpson episodes I saw when he was getting too fat
because
he wanted to get insurance or something.
Uh-huh.
So he bought a muumuu and he kind of liked it. He was walking around with it.
That's what, yeah. Moo Moo. We got the wrong terminology for that. Wait, soul print. You're messing with my visual. Tutus and thigh-high boots. Actually, that could be hot. A ballerina and thigh highs.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to L'Oreal New about that.
Okay, we got a new outfit for you. We designed it. It's a ballerina outfit wearing the thigh highs.
And she's going to be like, well, it's going to... That's about 1.5 million viewers.
You're
going to
need
one.
Another 500,000 people watch me. I'll do it. Well, it's you want to play the... or when we come back from the break? Because that'll be the last hour. What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, we should save for the next hour.
Okay,
we were getting ready to tune out. Now we got to wait. Yeah.
Oh, Laura Starr says, L'Oreal New, the actress, on her internet show, she dresses up, and the more people that watch, you know, she puts on these different outfits. The next one, she's going to be Wonder Woman for the next show. Okay. So, I have to tune into that show. So when we come back, we'll have the new Rex Ungerite Christmas parody for this year.
All right, we'll just sit.
And
we'll just sit and like wait.
And then
about 5 minutes, we'll just wait.
Da, da, da.
You know, I can't really whistle that much. Good.
I'm not a good whistler either.
And Monica does that.
Can you do that with the putting the fingers in the mouth? I can't do that.
I could do sticking in my nose, but, you know.
I can put fingers in my mouth, but I don't usually whistle.
How many can you get in there?
Can't do that, but some people, they can do the two fingers in the mouth and this ear-piercing 1,000-decibel whistle, and I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, my mom did that.
I'm not a good whistler, and neither is my mom. Well, she's never been known as whistlers.
Mother.
Yeah.
You were.
Okay.
You're gonna, you can be like, oh, they're talking about losing TV. So, I mean, you know, sometimes there's a lag here.
There's a little lag time. So,
wait a minute. Hey, my TV thing. What's the matter with you guys?
I know you're
paying a lot of money for this. So, you know,
Lyman says he has to stick his whole fist in his mouth to whistle.
Petunia said, did I hear Rex did a new Christmas parody?
Yes, and it's coming up right after the break.
Coming up after the break, so.
And he also, and then after that, we've got Rex's jaunt to the dark side. So, Laura says to Lyman, you sure that's not your foot you put in your mouth there? Yeah, well. We're just vamping, right? Vamp, vamp, vamp. And once again, the Christmas show next week, live, scheduled to appear our Dr. Don and Joyce. And so we should have some fun. Maybe like in the first hour,
we'll see
how it goes, and maybe we'll give Chicago one the address and tell them to shoot on over.
We'll have just, all right, now go in that street corner and wait. Wait our street corner.
Okay, now wear this blindfold.
And then we'll walk him in. It reminds me, when I went to Poland, I went around a couple places around and met people from webcam. And it was this lady that I went to meet in Poland after knowing her for a while. And she's pretty nice. But when I showed up, she was hiding up when I, because I was going to dance at a small airport, you know. So yeah. She was hiding off to the side around the corner. So when I came into the, we check in, she was there watching. And then she saw me, and it was okay. And then she came, okay, all right. She called her sister, no, it's okay. like, how could you tell? I could have been a complete, you guess you could tell by looking at me that I'm okay.
Chicago One wants to know, what's the punchline? Okay, you went to Poland, and what's the punchline? Well, the electrical crew there consisted of three guys. So.
Actually, you know, I found out that they in Poland, they have American jokes. I'm not kidding you.
See that?
Now, the problem is, of course, it'd be great if I remembered one, right? But I can't remember.
I've told it on this show before. The Polish jokes about Americans.
What?
Hey, Stash! How many Americans does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know how many. One!
But there was something like that. It was how many Americans change a light bulb?
Uh-huh.
And they came up with a number, you know, and it was like one to design the method behind it, and two to design the tool to use it, and, you know. It was some deal like that. Alrighty, breaky wakey time. We're gonna go into the last head. This is the last hour, man.
It went fast.
We are just bop hopping along.
Yes, we are.
BKSG show each week at this time on TogiNet. TogiNet. Oh, Togi. Oh, I forgot. I talked with the Blondie. We'll talk about that in a
second. Oh, okay. Cool.
Alright, so there may be a Blondie Viking Christmas special.
Alright,
we'll see. So we'll be back live after this to continue. Meanwhile, just hold on.
And now...
Words of Wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
That's what usually happens. When there's when something happens, then there something else happens.
This has been
Words of Wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
Well, it's colder than penguin poo, and my lips are turning bright blue. The feeling's gone in my toes. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The temperature is still dropping, and the water pipes are popping. The firewood's running low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now the power has all gone out, and the car is too frozen to start. I'm beginning to really doubt if moving to Maine was so smart. I'm coughing and a-sneezing, and the toilet seat is freezing. These winter winds really blow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now the power is all gone out, and the car is too frozen to start. I'm beginning to really doubt if moving to Maine was so smart. The fire is slowly dying, and now there's no use denying. We'll be dead in an hour or so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Out for the season.
La, 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 la.
Decorate beyond all reason.
La, 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 la.
Lights on every tree and trellis.
La, 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 la.
All the neighbors will be jealous.
La, 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 la.
Fill the yard with decorations.
La, 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 la.
Santa's reindeer in formation.
La, 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 la.
Jingle bells and elves and snowmen.
La, 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 la.
All in animated motion.
La, 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 la.
Flashing lights along the gutters.
La, 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 la.
Chase lights around the shutters.
La, 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 la.
Landing lights up on the rooftop.
La, 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 la.
Leading to our chimney gift drop.
La, 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 la.
80,000 watts of power. Blasting through the nighttime hours. When the lights are all in place, you can see my house from outer space.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
But I'd like to know something. I wonder why when I speak, I speak very high. I sound like Julia Childs. Today on the Julia Childs Show, we're going to throw a lone flower all over the place. Some of it will fall in the bowl. A little bit of the wood. Oh, shoe polish. It's good for color. I like the color that it is.
Yeah, so we got some phone calls coming in. Hopefully.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Hello? This is Julia Child. I am outraged that you would take my culinary expertise down to such a level as being with you troglodytes.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
That show is too popular. It'd be a great parody, you know.
Yeah.
You can have him sing backup or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be funny if Rex is a parody and then Kevin Lee sings it and it becomes more popular than his original song. Like, hey! Seamus. All right, so we got a couple parodies, right? So we can tease them with one?
Yeah, let's do it. This is the... I think Rex wrote this last year, but this is the newest recorded Rex Ungaride Christmas parody to the Beatles' Boys, now called Toys. And should be interesting.
Yeah, except that, you know, of course, I got to be able to
go right into it.
Actually play it would be okay. Nice. I do that one.
You started.
we can do it. You know how they have that one show where they have Grandma Got Rubber Reindeer? They put it on a station all time. We'll have a station for Christmas with all Rex parodies.
All Rex parodies.
That's it. I'm going to do it.
You could do that
for Christmas Day. We'll have all day Rex parodies, 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm pumped now. I got a couple extra servers. All I got to do is upload them to it and program it.
That's good.
How about Rex parodies all day Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Now, is it going to be all Rex parodies or just Christmas parodies? But all you should do all parodies.
Yeah, all Rex parodies. Just all. Oh, I mean, all Rex Christmas parodies.
Oh, just Christmas.
Yeah, right, okay. For Christmas.
All right.
He's got a few of them.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this. It's like, how long has Rex been hanging around the show? Oh, a couple of years. Look at all the parodies. He's got three CDs out. His Insider's album is jam-packed. There's like 65 minutes on it.
Sounds like Lineman wants to copy the Rex parodies, too.
Okay. Yeah, we'll trade. We'll trade. Does the word Dean Martin come to mind? Make a little trade there. Yeah. I was laughing whenever. Now, I'm thinking now, you had to actually try and, like, sing off key because, you know, you're like boys, you know, like that?
Well, they can't be smooth because they're kids.
Yeah.
They're
kids. Right. So I'm thinking, like, now, I bet you that was kind of hard doing it, right?
Well, you know, the thing about it, you can hear the voice.
Right. Oh,
so
you can?
So when you hear the voice, it's it makes it easier.
Okay, so it wasn't after the fact. Okay,
no,
I got you.
No. I had a hard time trying to get it between a girl and a boy using the same setting, but yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
So if you ever have need for someone to sing off key, you know, I can step in. But no, I mean that was funny. That was funny. And that's an oldie. I missed that one, or is that a new one?
No, that's a new
one. That's a new one.
He wrote it last year.
But the other ones I don't remember. So I mean,
I know. Yeah, but
I must have. You know,
yeah, they were done. I redid the
Nun for Christmas rings a bell, but yeah. The old Christmas cards, I don't remember that one.
So. I think I played it once, and the background harmonies weren't good, so I actually redid the harmonies last night, which is just basically, you know, pressing a button. But
you got to turn this down in the background.
Lyman says Chicago One sings like little boys. Oh, God.
He's got
Chicago One says, I'm glad you said sings.
As opposed to likes?
Yes, likes.
There's a song by Oingo Boingo.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But I Like Little Girls, whatever. I'm listening to him going like, it's pretty...
Well, I had a mashup that had that song and a Michael Jackson tune. It was... Yeah, and I think we started playing it, and then something happened, and then like, well, let's not do this one anyways.
I actually was playing that.
Mm-hmm. I could look for that mashup. It was I think it was Michael Jackson and Oingo Boingo. It could have been something else, but it was very. Is this teetering on the edge here? Anyways,
I can't do writing chat and do this. It's like, I got too many things going on here. So like,
wow,
I'm responding in chat on something. It's like,
can you just put one in the CD player?
I can try.
All right, it's the second.
I mean, you would think the answer would be yes with all this stuff, but
well, this is a mashup. It's not a Christmas mashup, but it's such a cool tune. And it is Christmas, and it has that togetherness. But it's a mashup, and I think it's by DJ Earworm. That's his name. And it's four tunes. It's U2 singing one, Beatles Come Together, Diana Ross, Someday We'll Be Together, and Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. And it's just the way this guy put this stuff together.
I'm going to try it in this drive. And what I want to do is I got a CD player. I'm going to put an actual CD player.
Yeah, we used to do that. Yeah. Remember? We just
put a CD in and play it. But in the computers, there's all this other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Now, on the Mac, I normally do it, and mm-hmm. I found a way to do it easy now, except we're broadcasting the TV on the Mac now.
TV, right. So.
And I don't know if I can play it on this one.
Well, maybe we'll set it up for the...
I think I can. I think this should work.
It should be the second track.
I got to find a CD player. we'll try this one. We'll just hope it doesn't blow up.
But it's so cool. I just, the guy did a real good job on this. Now, normally we play a lot of mashups by this DJ voice dude, Joel Steven. And no relationship, I think, to Jay. But this one, pretty cool. And, of course, during the Christmas show next week, we'll be playing mashups. Won't work?
No, all I want to do is play it, right?
Yeah.
I'll open a software, which I use, and it's like, do you want to check for a new version? No. Well, now it's checking for a new version, all that stuff,
anyway,
you know?
Yeah, well.
All right, so let me just test to see if it can even work.
Okay. Testing, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. So we're checking now because we got it set up for the last Rex Ungerite parody, but... this one just kind of throwing in there. So we're still exploring.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
No? I don't have the digital cable for it to play the CD.
Oh, okay.
Darn. I'll pull out another one. We'll just try it. What's nice is the computer is my biggest, fastest, strongest, powerless computer, which gives mm-hmm. me the most trouble. It's not actually doing anything now. crucial to broadcasting. I used to broadcast on that.
By the way, Rex's wife says, say hi to everybody. So, hi, Angel.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that was his wife. Oh. Don't tell Rex what I was saying, okay?
Lyman wants to know, why don't you have the cable?
What?
Well, you said you were missing the digital cable. He wants to know why you didn't have that.
Digital? Was I missing? I don't.
You said you were missing a digital cable, so you can play that. He wants to know why you don't have it.
He wasn't here to come because he's a kid. He works for cable.
Cable guy.
He wasn't here to fix it for me. So. All right, let's take a. Let's hope this works. Disc?
Yeah, disc one right here.
All right. We're going to do one, right?
No, two.
Two?
Track two. It's a mashup. You two singing one. Right. Beatles, Come Together. Diana Ross, Someday We'll All Be Together. Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. All together in a mashup known as Together as One. And now.
Over me. Okay, it's working.
One need in the night. One love.
That's pretty good. And I have to stop. We just...
What happened?
Just the broadcasting just dropped. The video.
Oh, okay. Feed.
See, I'm using two different systems here, and I'm having really a heck of a time with the DSL people. I'm really disappointed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to restart the whole thing, I think, so nobody panic.
Nobody panic. Laura Sarah says, blame the cat.
The cat just knocked out this. Yeah, probably. It would maybe... Like, Lucina would like this. How you guys like it?
Yeah. The cat is... Lyman says, cat's out of the bag.
All right. I remembered the setting, so I just hit start. We're starting.
Laura Starr says, this is what the station would be like if you didn't donate. Yeah, we did that on purpose.
Then I got people asking, what happened? I got to type, you know.
All right.
I mean, I obviously know what happened, but.
Yeah, we don't want this to. Okay.
Well, I'm supposed to say hi to Nona out there because she's doubting whether or not this is real.
Oh, it is real.
She's having a time something rather going on there, and she said she figured she hears it on the air, then she will know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Give her the number and she can call in.
Yeah, I don't give the numbers. I'll write it in there because okay. of the net delay signal.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I'll get 80 trillion phone calls.
Including me, because
I'm telling you, I got one of the late shows. I got all these fast plants. Like, where? I'm in the chat room. Where are you guys? You know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
they hear it on the tonight.
Yeah.
When it's played, I think I'll call in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And okay. Also, you know, some other people come by for this taping, which is cool because they like the live part. Well, that leaves that many people less for the night.
Now,
so Togi's probably going like, man, you guys really are.
Yeah, if they didn't hear the ending of the show, will they hear it tonight? Did that go through?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you didn't hear the end of the MASH, you can listen tonight and it'll be.
Right. They're like, well, I want to listen to this whole dribble again just to hear that.
Lyman says, wishes he could call in, but he's banned. So.
Is he?
Well, that's what the chat room's saying.
Well, what happened to the background? We still got one more. We're going to wait for the last half hour for that.
Another
brand new Rex.
For a brand new Rex Ungerite where he takes a little jaunt to the dark side. Rex, come to the dark side.
Yeah, you can. You know, from what I understand, it's like we had to have a meeting whether we should even play it. It was so evil. Oh, I see what happened. Wonder why it got so loud. It got a different... Didn't go through the compressor.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to really think about it because Rex, it was just like we were pretty.
Well, it had Harry Potter on the Star Trek Enterprise. Can we play this kind of stuff?
Yeah. So it was. So it reminds me, I still have to work on the one. I'm going to probably do another vocal track on the other one because I put that together kind of fast.
Mm-hmm.
I was off key a couple times. Oh, really? I was surprised. You? No. But I also work on his other one. He does have something. Speaking of Harry Potter, he does have something for the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
there's right. A little tease.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I did notice on the if you go to Rex's site, parodyman.com, he's got everything sectioned off, and then you'll see a little speaker that somebody did a recording of it, and then when it comes to the TV and movies, there's nothing there. Like the Star Trek and the Harry Potter stuff, so maybe we need to do some of that. Actually, I was going to do that one about to the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's Harry Potter. I don't know the characters. Da da da. Hermione. Da 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 da.
He did one to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, he did one, and it's the three main characters in Harry Potter. Actually, I was thinking on.
I'm waiting for him to start doing this, doing parodies in English to foreign music songs. Just to fit in with all the...
Ronald Weasley. It's Harry Potter, Ronald Weasley, and Hermione Granger. Thank you, Allura Star. Harry Potter, Ronald Weasley,
and Hermione Granger.
And Hermione Granger. Yeah.
Well, think of that mind thought
I know,
of that,
look at that. You know? It fits right in. Is that great or what?
Yeah.
Harry Potter, Ronald Weasley, and Hermione Granger. Yeah. So, it's pretty clever. So, we know we've got the...
it was written by his evil twin, he said it, yeah?
The other one that we're going to play, yeah.
See, Rex actually is an ex-murderer by night. We're starting to unite the two lobes of his consciousness. So, you know, the ex-murderer does a better job on certain songs, and so we're trying to bring them together.
You know what? I just thought of something too. There's a Lurisar Channel D John Lennon song, and I've yet to do this one, but Rex had done a parody to Wacko the Clown.
Oh, so really?
There's a parody to Wacko the Clown floating around out there.
I guess my mind can wander.
Yeah, then
who would be the center?
Allura Star, we're going to... the man from Memphis, I've talked to Chris, and so we're going to do that. It won't be ready for Christmas, but January, February, because Chris will, after the holidays... He's going to come over, and we're going to tackle that one and one other one John.
We're going to be. I thought Chris is going to come over, and we're going to tackle each other and fool around, and then eventually get
recorded. If there's time, we'll record something.
You get all looped up.
It's hard to tackle you when you're slippery.
You looped up in diapers because sometimes you get real excited, and you go pee pee. So, speaking of that, I was watching the smoking gun thing again.
Yeah,
there was a lady who was a NASA astronaut.
Oh yeah.
She got her husband, who was another NASA astronaut, was fooling around. She drove from Texas to New York, and she brought the pens with her, so she didn't have to stop.
They were actually special NASA diapers that they use. Yeah, so she wouldn't have to stop.
And then they got her chasing the lady down and tasering her or something. Well, something. He did some. No, I'm thinking this is somebody go flying a rocket.
I know.
Look, like she didn't go up, take the rocket up, and then just crash it in on New York or something.
I know
something.
Where they live.
I was like totally stunned. This is I'm honest to God. I mean, up in the shuttle type, not like a B team or whatever. I'm like, whew. Of course, they probably can't do that because there's so many controls, or whatever. But
Laura Sarah said she got fired.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
Yeah, time to sing for the choir.
She stole diapers.
That's why they did it. Because she stole diapers. That's the only reason.
As she goes. On her merry way. Now she goes on her merry way. Now she goes on her merry way.
And now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
You know, when you're smoking, it's got to be hot because otherwise the cigarette won't stay lit.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be smoking.
Yes, yeah, it'd be just like sucking.
This has been
Words of Wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
No way I
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Planet X is coming down. People are hiding under the ground, waiting for lava to melt them away, and wait for the new age to start today.
Planet X
coming to a town near you.
Oh Planet my X. God, I want poo-poo.
It's coming down, make you feel like a clown.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm a clown.
Look up, Pitu.
I see the sky, black spot, I don't know why.
Planet X.
X. Planet X.
X.
Planet X.
X.
www.bkstshow.com for more information.
I have a lovely pair of breasts. You can't help notice them here on my chest. I should paint eyes on them under the lace, 'cause all the men talk to them, never my face. Breasts, boobs, blouse bunnies too. What is a girl to do?
Hi, this is Tracy Lundgren from Down Under, and you're listening to the Black Knight and Squire G Show, coming from up over. It's live, it's mad, it's funny, and it's real. And I like it.
I know some ladies who gladly would swap. Oh, to have something to fill out their top. But they just don't know all the perils that come when that topmost button finds itself undone. Jugs, knockers, sweater puppies too. What is a girl to do?
Gosh, no one wants to know she calls in, right?
Yeah.
She's like worried. Like, what are you gonna do if you him made me? I mean, you're like, what do we do here? I mean, you heard us for a couple of hours now. Like, we never.
Yeah, we won't hurt her too much. Anyways, go into the new Rex Ungerite parody.
Right.
Yeah, this is Rex's Drawn to the Dark Side. It's a little tune called Bulge.
Make sure I got all this stuff going on here. This is there. And here we go.
I have a giant bulge in my pants. It is all natural without implants. When I wear spandex, the ladies all stare. It looks like a boa constrictor in there. Boom! Rod, crotch rocket too. What is a guy to do?
Oh, God.
There are advantages when you're well hung. I go pole vaulting whenever I want. But I must be careful around pretty girls, 'cause it can be frightening when it unfurls. Wang, Willie, Tallywhacker too. What is a guy to do? One time a zookeeper thought I was drunk, and that I had stolen the elephant's trunk. When I shop for footwear, I swear it's true that every salesman brings out a third shoe. Slum, sausage, skin flute too. What is a guy to do? So many uses, I can't count them all. Fishing pole, cue stick, post for tetherball. And sometimes in summer, just for a lark, I make it a perch for the eagles and hawks. Shaft, tool, magic wand too. What is a guy to do? Yes, hose, power drill, joystick too. What is a guy to do?
Ha ha ha!
did that catch me off guard? Good timing, right after the Tracy song.
I know.
I gotta get a hold of her and send that to her.
Oh. Rex did it again.
Oh, man. Oh, that definitely caught me off guard. Right, we have a phone call now. I make tears. Hello, you're live on the air with the Black Knight and Squire G. Jumpman, Julio Jamboree.
Black Knight?
Yes, this is he.
I told you I'd call in.
This is Nona from the chat room.
So Nona is female. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll hang up pretty quickly, depending on what you're going to do to me.
Well, you've not heard the show too often. Now, you've listened to Feet to the Fire, correct?
Feet to Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I've been doing it almost as long as this, or longer than this, a little bit longer than this. Sure. And this is the fun side, I guess, of my brain, and Feet to Fire is the more, I don't know, cerebral, what is it called? Or,
sure.
And left to right brain thing, so there's nothing scary here.
Well, just don't beat me up. What are you going to do here? I have a sense of humor. Just what are you going to do here?
No, well, we're not going to bite hard.
Hey, let's not fight.
We just nibble.
We don't bite.
We just nibble.
Don't bite me. Oh. My kitty does enough of that. You know, she's.
Now, see, we got
Kate, and she's biting me enough.
See, we got cat problems here too. The one wants to keep knocking the tree down.
Yeah, knocked our tree down twice.
Your Christmas tree?
Yes, we had a small one, but it was on a table, so the cat knocked it down twice.
I should introduce you to my cat, Chavi. She's,
Chavi?
That's nothing.
Chavi? Is it called?
My cat's name is Chavi. She's just gone into heat, and she is absolutely, she's inexhaustible.
Now, that's what they use duct tape for, right?
Pardon me?
Nothing. That's what you use duct tape, yeah.
Duct tape?
Yeah, a little duct tape around the paws. You know. Actually, I had a cat years ago, and I had this thing you put on your neck for like a neck brace,
mm-hmm.
whatever. It's real foamy. It's a foamy thing, you know. But it fit perfectly around the cat, around his stomach. It was very loose, it didn't hurt or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But when I did it, he wouldn't walk. He just stood there. And he fell over on his side, and he wouldn't move. So I'm like, okay, we'll see who can wait this one out, right? So I forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
I come back a couple hours later to catch in the exact same position. Ears are down, tail's just kind of whipping around. So I felt bad. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot all about it. So I take it off.
Uh-huh.
The cat just gets up and just walks away like nothing.
And as it went in the corner, turned around, gave you the little finger from the paw right there, and then went in the corner.
So
well, you see, the only problem with something like that is that I'm deeply entertained. I mean, a lot of people have television sets in their home, and I would gladly turn that off to just let my cat run wild. She's more entertainment than any television set. So I can't imagine a device to calm her down, because she's so entertaining.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cool.
considering what's on TV, you probably have a point there. So
yeah, there's really a lot of trash on there. Though I would recommend the show. You probably never heard of it. It's kind of new, called Perry Mason. I watch that a lot.
He likes the old shows because he didn't watch TV as a youth.
I did. But it's funny. During the 90s, I didn't watch TV. About 95 to 205 or 204 or something like that, I didn't watch TV at all.
Okay.
So I missed all of the Friends episodes. I was on. I didn't pay attention. I didn't watch it. So I actually sat down and watched Friends. And I thought it was hilarious. I thought I was going to die laughing. So I ended up, my daughter ended up buying the whole season, the whole thing for
me. See that?
But that's good, though. See, I waited.
And now you get to watch it all at once.
No commercials.
Without commercials, right.
You know? So that's what you told you. Wait till the shows come on DVD, and then you can have them.
Now, somebody said, what's your cat's name again?
Chavi.
Okay, some lineman said that's short for Chevis Regal.
Chavi?
I don't know. Named it's after some kind Scotch? Of Spanish name. I come from a Hispanic family. It's, I don't know. She arrived, and she was a barn cat, and she wound up on our laps because nobody wanted her, and her name was Chavi.
Does that mean anything? You know, is that translated into something?
The short for Chevis Regal.
I have no idea.
Okay, all right.
I have no idea, but it suits her because Chavi is like a very, it sounds to me like a hammer, and she is definitely like a hammer. I mean,
when she doesn't listen to you, you can sing, Chavi, can you hear me?
Yeah. No, Chavi, Chavi, and she's pouncing up on tables. She's pouncing on your face. She's pulling your face off. She's Chavi.
Yeah. They're trying to spell in the chat room now. Can you see that?
No, she had to get out.
No, because I actually had to leave the chat room.
She had to leave the chat room to call. She had to leave the chat room to call. So.
Well,
I'm using the landline for the chat. Oh. I'm talking to you on the landline.
Got you there. Yeah, yeah. We don't have what we're doing here. You see, you kind of stumbled into this. What we do is every other week we do the show taped delayed.
That's Rob, today.
We're on every Saturday at 7 p.m. Central.
Right. Uh-huh.
But this week is a delay week, so we tape it a little bit in the afternoon, and that's what's going on now. And then
wait, stop there. What I want to know is how come only certain people are privy to this little pre-recorded show?
Well,
why was I not informed? Because I've been a fan of both of Speed to Fire and the Black Knight Squire D show, but I've never been privy to these little pirate
tapings. You are in trouble.
Well, we have announced it many times. That if you want to be invited to the recording, you can send email. But we don't broadcast it that we're doing this openly, which we are talking about now, because we don't want everybody to listen in the afternoon and no one listens to the show at night because the radio station we're on would not be thrilled.
Yeah, this
I see.
So we have some people come in because they're kind of regulars and they add to the content.
Except for
Lyman. So I was sort of like I stumbled upon it, like tripped over a stone, and there I was.
Yeah, now you're welcome to come. I mean, it's not that we don't let people hear. It's just that you don't, like, you know, it's because we're on normally at 7 p.m. We don't want to have, you know, the bulk of the listeners listening in and then nobody at the time we're on, because then TogiNet will say, you know what, we could probably not have somebody else in there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what, now that you have joined us, of course, you know, you can be part of it, the taping then.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, what has always fascinated me is I've been listening to this program for the past couple of years. It was the time distortion, because I've called in in the past, and there's a time distortion. It's like I'll call in, and the chat room is confusing because there's a conversation going on that I don't quite understand, and then I'll be typing in.
I can explain it to you. What the deal is that the faster the internet connection that you listen to, the slower the delay. So if you're listening at a very high connection or you're watching the video, there's only a couple second delay. But if you're listening in a dial-up stream, there's about a minute and a half delay.
Yeah, I've always been on dial-up.
Yeah, so that is it's awkward, but there's nothing you can do about it because a digital stream has to come by like people marching down the street, and the faster, the wider the street, we'll say, the more people can march, and it backs up, if you will, if it's small. So I mean, that's just part of the nothing you can do about that. But if you there is not normally there isn't any dial-up stream at all. So since I have my own server and everything, I just peeled one off for you, just for you. You have your own server, isn't that amazing?
Oh yeah.
Like, well, okay. Where are you calling from?
Let me see. Right now, I am in North Branch, Michigan.
Oh, you're not that far.
Right now?
You're right across the
pond. Are you
pond.
Right now because you're driving in your car? No, you're dial-up.
You're dial-up.
No, I'm actually sitting in my chair, my computer chair right here, and I'm in North Branch.
Oh, well.
It's in the thumb.
Well, there you go. Well, as you see, we behaved, right?
Yeah, see, we were very kind.
I don't know what you've been hearing about us.
We love our listeners, except for Lyman.
Are you trying to say that you... Wait a minute. Okay, never mind.
The what now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that I've taken up enough of your precious time and that the show should go on and that sweet of you to take my call.
Well, it was very sweet of you to call in. No, I mean, that's great that we love all our listeners, except for Lyman.
Lyman?
Yeah.
Someone called Lyman here saying laugh all loud.
Yeah, well.
Right.
You know, he's probably looking in a mirror right now.
These are all jokes.
They're all
that we're saying. These are all jokes.
Of course, Lyman knows I'm kidding.
Well, I hope to become privy to them because it's been a long time. I haven't been to the site in quite a while, but hopefully I'll be back and maybe I can figure this all out. I'm fairly computer illiterate, so.
Well, that's all right. You will.
You got further than a lot of people I know. You know, I know people that don't even know how to listen to the show.
Well, that was thanks to you guys giving me the links and things.
Well, and another thing, the more you listen, the more you'll understand what's going on. See, we were talking about that earlier in the show, that a lot of people, they listen for the first time and they don't get a lot of what's going on because it might pertain to another show, you know, a show we've done in the past. So the more you listen, the more like, oh, okay, I know what they're talking about, that kind of thing.
Well, do you guys always have, do you have some kind of a medieval Renaissance fair that happens in Chicago there?
Yes, we do.
It's actually...
Do you always broadcast there?
No, actually, it's funny. You said we were going to. It just fizzled out. Or I guess more my fault than any. It fizzled out from happening. There's a lot of technical stuff that has to go along with it, most of which we can easily circumvent or comply with, but I guess it just didn't. Maybe we can try that this coming.
It's the Bristol Renaissance Fair. It's right over the Illinois state line, going right next town in Wisconsin, Bristol Renaissance. The Bristol.
The thing used to be is that once upon a time, I lived in the city and I had, you know, an office job and everything. And I got it. I was working the weekends on Renaissance Fairs in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And happened
actually,
to be
I've been
that,
to that one. That's near...
Holly, Michigan.
Yeah, but I was visiting a friend up there in what's... Oh, God, it's a real strange name.
Uh-huh.
Looks like an ancient Greek name. Oh, I can't remember it now.
Well, around Holly, there's
Epsilon,
Waterford,
Epsilon,
there's
Michigan.
Epsilon
or Ypsilanic or something?
Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti,
oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like a Greek letter. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Ypsilanti, over there.
Ypsilanti is over west, yeah.
Well, I was up there, and then we ended up going to a Renaissance show. It was funny because the guy I was with is an actual Renaissance sword guy.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who was at the Renaissance fair was kind of like showing off. And he did some discourteousness to him. You know?
No.
And I thought they were going to, like, really fight.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody broke it up. But I thought they were going to talk. Someone's going to, like, cut each other's head off. And that's going to be the end of the Renaissance Fair. But anyway. All right. Well, I appreciate calling in. And each week at 7 p.m. Central, we're broadcasting. But every other week, we do this little thing in the afternoon. And you're welcome to join.
Now, make sure you're here next week. It's a live show, which means we will be on live 7 o'clock Central.
Michigan's Eastern, so it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern.
8 o'clock your time next week, live.
Live show, it's live Christmas show with live music.
Okay, so if I actually show up at 8 o'clock in the chat room, it will actually be a live show.
Yes. That is correct.
All right.
We alternate.
Like the current.
All right, well,
the current.
I appreciate talking to you guys.
All righty, have a good day.
Great. You take care.
Have a great show.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, see?
See that? What's that? Hey, do you have? You know what? You should play. Can you get a hold of the 12 Days of Hempfest?
Yes.
Yeah, we should. You should play. We should play this. We recorded this a few years ago.
Yeah, actually, this is probably your first time for Chicago One, right?
Yeah, this is Chicago One. You're gonna like this one. This was written by. This is actually a parody written by
a listener
up in Wisconsin. Hammer, if you're listening, man,
Wisconsin.
Did I say Wisconsin? Yeah. I meant Canada.
Canada.
Well,
that's close enough.
They
yeah, hater. They say yeah, hater up there. Yeah.
And so, and Hammer, if you're listening, because I know sometimes you are, you know, you're welcome to call in on this show.
Okay, you can answer it.
On this show.
Yeah.
I'll answer it.
Yeah.
So, but Hammer, which we suspected Chicago One was secretly, there's a lot of similarities there. Chicago One, you like this. This is a parody of 12 Days of Christmas.
All right.
Called the 12 Days of Hempfest.
Right. So I got to turn this off. Here we go.
And this was recorded live, so it's not going to be smooth.
Okay. So this is the 12 Days of Hempfest. You going to sing along?
I will endeavor.
Okay. Remember, I just changed one little thing. It's assorted nuggets underneath the tree. It just fits a little better.
All right.
On the first day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me assorted nuggets underneath the tree.
On the second day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me two sticks of tie stick and assorted nuggets underneath the tree.
You can do it that way.
On the third day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me three bricks of hashies, two sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree.
Okay, we'll do it.
On the fourth day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 4 gallons of weed oil, three bricks of hashies, two sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the fifth day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 5 golden bongs.
Uh-oh, here we go.
4 gallons of weed oil, three bricks of hashies, two sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the sixth day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 6 tins of Timmy's, 5 golden balls.
Where are we here?
4 gallons of weed oil, three bricks of hashies, two sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the seventh day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy's, 5 golden bongs. 4 gallons of weed oil, three bricks of hashies, two sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the, what are we on? Oh, eighth day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 8 keys of Swizz Dang, 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy's, 5 golden bongs.
4 gallons of weed oil, 3 bricks of hashies,
2 sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the ninth day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 9 sacks of Schumers, 8 keys of Swizz Dang, 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy, 5 golden bongs.
Well,
3 bricks of hashies, 2 sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the 10th day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 10 pounds of peyote, 9 sacks of Schumers, 8 keys of Swizz Dang, 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy, 5 golden bongs.
4 gallons of weed oil,
3 bricks of hashies, 2 sticks of tie stick, and assorted nuggets underneath the tree. On the 11th day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 11 cases of zigzags, 10 pounds of peyote, 9 sacks of Schumers, 8 keys of Swizz Dang, 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy's, 5 golden bongs. 4 gallons of weed oil, 3 bricks of hashies, 2 sticks of tie sticks,
sorted nuggets underneath the tree.
On the 12th day of Hempfest, my hemp friend gave to me 12 bells of Acapulco.
That's hard to say.
That's so wasted, man. 12 bells of Acapulco gold.
I'm glad we don't have to do that one. Good thing it's not 13 days.
11 cases of zigzag, 10 pounds of peyote, 9 sacks of Schumers, 8 cases of Swizz Tank, 7 roster reefers, 6 tins of Timmy, 5 golden bongs. 4 gallons of weed oil, 3 bricks of hashies, 2 sticks of tie stick, and a sword and nuggets underneath the tree.
Yay! There you go, the 12 days of Hammerfest.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, there you go. I tell you right now, you're not going to find it anywhere else.
Nope, only here. That's an exclusive.
Oops.
Maybe we'll try that live next week.
Yeah, we could. We could do that. Oh, boy. Sometimes we have to surrender, but never give yourself away. As you notice, we haven't.
No.
We've been offered millions. We haven't.
No. We're, it takes more than money to buy us.
Atlanta Squire G Show on TogiNet. We'll be back live next week for the big
Christmas show.
Wait, does it sound quiet? You and
yeah,
I sound quiet?
What? Yeah, it's
I almost never too loud.
It got muffled or something.
I didn't do anything other than the other one was real loud, I think.
I don't know what's going on.
Probably our eardrums are smaller now.
Now it's starting to sound better.
I turned it up.
Okay.
Anyway, next week will be the big live Christmas show. Tell your friends and family. Well, what's on here?
I'm not even telling my family.
No. But as we turn over to Lily to talk us on out of here, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Black Knight and Squire G radio show. Any characterizations, dialogue, or quotations that remotely resemble either reality or humor are purely coincidental.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
No! Why did you do that?
End of line.